your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM and 1570 AM, WOKC, Okeechobee and Fort Pierce.
The Okeechobee High School Marching Band under the leadership of Clint LaFlamme with the playing of the National Anthem here tonight as we get ready for Brahman football on WOKC. Okeechobee taking on Immokalee, first time in many years that the Indians have been here to Okeechobee. This matchup was renewed last year when, of course, we traveled over to Immokalee to catch that game. It was on their beautiful AstroTurf field that they have.
Yes.
And I love it. I hope these two teams keep playing each other.
Yes, I like that. I like to see these guys play each other. Like I said, bring back memories for me because I used to live in Immokalee years ago.
That's right. You were telling me all about it. You were giving me, telling me stories. You were showing me the different streets and stuff like that. So it's always a story when I go with Marvin on these road trips. I mean, it's incredible. So the Brahmins getting ready for the kickoff. Juan Aguirre will kick off for the Brahmins when we get things. And we saw an onside kick last week, remember, on the second half. And Coach B.J. Pryor is also the special teams coach. It's something that you always got to take into effect. He's got a lot of pride in how special teams affects the game.
Yes, and I tell you what, he get to make his own decisions on special teams.
That's right.
The head coach.
You don't have to answer to anybody else other than the fans, maybe. So Juan Aguirre will go on the near side hash mark on the 40-yard line. Okeechobee kicking off left to right. The Brahmins wearing their purple jerseys, gold pants, gold numbers, gold helmets. Immokalee in their black pants, white jerseys, red numbers, white helmets. It's a squib kick taken at the 30 and then down at the 32 by the up back. That's Elijah Hicks. And that's where Immokalee will get things started here, led by their senior quarterback, Trannon Villarreal, and their outstanding sophomore running back, Justin Compare. They've got other very good players, too, that you got to be careful of. Their leading receiver, Rod Anthony. Omarion Carter's a guy that they like to throw the ball and get on the jet sweep. He's kind of that, as you said before, Swiss Army knife that you certainly got to be careful of. All right, Immokalee coming out. They will line up two wide to the right in a pistol formation with Ladarius Lewis split out wide to the left. Now they're bringing in last-minute substitutions with Juan Cuevas coming into the game. He's a sophomore. He's their leading tackler on defense. And we got a different running back there. It's Jaden Mixon. He's their second leading rusher. So it is not Compare starting the game here tonight. Villarreal in shotgun formation takes a snap. He'll hand off to Mixon, and he's going to be dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Dariano, the first man there, and a few others that will clean it up. And he is able to pick up maybe 2 yards on the play. But interesting, Jaden Mixon and not Justin Compare gets the first carry of the night.
And very good play by the Brahmins defense. They had 3 or 4 guys that was on the play, was able to get over there and get in on it.
Right back to the line of scrimmage, no huddle. You got a wide receiver out left. That is Ladarius. Excuse me, Lewis. Ladarius Lewis is split out wide left. One split out wide to the right. One lineman comes off last minute. They're going to bring somebody else in as number 70. That's Isaiah Martinez, checks in last minute, taking the place of number 60, Jameis Lee Jean-Louis. Twins to the right, one wide receiver to the left. Villarreal is under pressure, throws it, dumps it off right side, and it's incomplete. Batted around and dropped by the wide receiver, that's Gilbert Charles. First incomplete pass of the night, and it's 3rd down and 8.
Very good defense again by the Brahmins that couldn't get the number, but it was a guy in position to make the play on the ball.
Backside pressure that time from Andre Santiago, and again, no huddle. Back to the line, 3rd down, they call it 6. 10:50 to go in the first. Ball is at the Immokalee 36-yard line. Snap back to Villarreal. He's going to option, but he's going to take it himself and be dropped at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. John White and Andre Santiago converged in on him, and a nice 3-play stand by the Brahmin defense, and Immokalee's going to come out and punt.
Very good defensive stands, the Brummons, if they tackle well tonight, they're going to be in this game all night.
1 yard pickup for Villarreal. He showed the option to the left, decided to take it himself up the middle. Obviously the wrong decision. I think they might have had some room if they pitched it out to the left side.
Yeah, that's what it looked like this whole side was open up towards the sideline around the numbers.
Jazari Cord back deep for the Brahms. Of course, he had the 90-yard kickoff return last week against Westwood. Here's the snap back. The punt is up. It's a low line drive kick. It's going to go out of bounds. Looked like to me north of the 35-yard line. We'll see where they put it. They're going to say it's at the 35-yard line. So the Brahmins will start off first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. 9:56 to go in the first. No score, and the Brahmins coming out offensively for the first time tonight. We'll set the Brahmin offense here tonight. Nemo O'Brien at quarterback. The running backs are Karis Johns and John White. The wide receivers, Tyrone Hayes and Jazari Cord and Xavier Allewine. The tackles are the freshman Evan Tiarena and Luke Hayes. The guards are Blake Woodham and Max Downing, and the center is Jacob Davis. Again, a new shuffling of the offensive line here tonight. Still some size, but Blake Woodham, who has been the center all season long, he shifts over to guard. They're putting Jacob Davis, who's 6'2", 270, at center. We'll see how this works out. Okeechobee with four wides, spread formation. And Andre Santiago in the backfield. Here's a throw over left side. It is complete. Allewine with the catch, and he's going to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage for a yard loss. Actually, that's John White with the catch. John White, his 12th catch of the season, and it's for a loss of a yard.
You know, that's a pass. They're going to have to get out there pretty quick.
They say no gain on the play, second down and 10, despite the fact that it was a complete pass. Okeechobee back to the line of scrimmage. It's on the left side. Hash mark on the far side of the field. Here's the snap to Nemo Bryant. He'll take himself up the middle. He gets to the 35 and no more. As the first man there was Cuevas.
No gain, bring up 30.
Cuevas is their leading tackler. That's Juan Cuevas. He's a sophomore. Leading the way defensively with 33 tackles. So third down and 10. Clock rolling under 9 minutes to go in the first. Third down and 10 from the Brahmin 35-yard line. Once again, four wides now for the Brahmins. Nemo O'Brien in shotgun. Andre Santiago is the tailback. Now the shifts to the right of Nemo O'Brien. Under pressure, throws it over the middle. It's intercepted. Easy interception for Immokalee. And making that pickoff was Gilbert Charles. And he takes it deep into Brahmin territory down to the 20-yard line. And I'm not sure what Nemo was looking for right there.
Yeah, he did like a jump pass across the middle. I know he wish he had that over. He probably would take better care of the ball in that spot.
Yeah, Charles with the interception. It's the fifth interception of the season for Nemo O'Brien, and Immokalee set up in prime real estate. 8:30 to go here in the first quarter. First and 10 from the Brahmin 20-yard line. The Indians out for their second offensive series of the night. Villarreal in shotgun. He's got a running back to his right. And again, that's Mixon. Villarreal rolling out to the left, looking. He throws it over left side, caught by Anthony, the wide receiver. He's going to take it inside the 10, down to the 7. Brought down by A.J. Dariano and John White. Karis Johns also in on the tackle. It's a pickup of 12 and a first down. It's first and goal for the Indians. Rodnell Anthony, their leading receiver on the season. That is his 12th reception of the year. First and goal from the Brahmin 8-yard line. Jaden Mixon is in the backfield. He takes a handoff and will cut off to the right side. Now up the middle inside the 5 near the goal line. And they'll mark him down at the 1-yard line to pick up a 7 on the play. Jaden Mixon, 2 carries, 9 yards. And it's second down and goal from the 1-yard line. Right back to the line of scrimmage. As they push their way to the goal line, they say he is not in. Mixon, only a 1-yard pickup, and it's going to be third and goal from inside the 1-yard line.
Good tackling down there inside the trenches there for the Brahmins.
So right back to line of scrimmage again. No huddle for Immokalee. Villarreal is under center. Third and goal inside the 1 yard line. Villarreal takes a snap and he's going to sneak his way. I believe he's over. Looked like it to me. No call yet though. No, he did not make it. Oh, there's a flag on the play. And a procedure penalty called against Immokalee. That's going to move him back 5 yards. So it'll be third and goal from the 6. I wonder why there was no signal, because I had my binoculars right on Villarreal. He definitely was, you know, got underneath the blockers and crossed that line. But a false start called against the Indians. It's their first penalty of the night. And they're bringing up third down and goal from the 6 yard line. This will be a real nice stop if Okeechobee can get it. Mixon to the right of Villarreal, who's back in shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the right. Ball lined up in the middle of the field. Here's a handoff to Mixon. He's going to cut himself up. He'll break a tackle and goes into the end zone for the 6 yard touchdown run. Jaden Mixon from 6 yards out. And Immokalee with a 6-0 lead with 6:50 left here in the first quarter. They take advantage of the Nemo Bryant interception and capitalize with the touchdown.
Yes, and the Brahmas had a shot at him. He was hit there about the 3 yard line. Like you said, he broke the tackle, was able to go into the end zone.
Jaden Mixon, a 6 yard TD run. They're going to go for 2, it looks like. And I do see Justin. Nope, they're going to kick. Now they're going to shift it back. As coming out the attempt, the extra point. Is number one, and number one is Julian Sedana. He misses it wide left, so the extra point's no good. With 6:50 remaining in the first, Okeechobee trail 6-0. Back with the kickoff after this. You're listening to Brahman Football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
At Wawa, we've always had you covered when it comes to options. And now, we're adding even more with delivery, curbside, and order ahead options in the Wawa app. Slammed with back-to-back meetings? We'll deliver. Want to finish the song you're listening to? Choose curbside. Get more minutes back in your day by going with our order ahead option.
Welcome to Wawa.
No matter what your day looks like, Wawa how you wanna. Download the Wawa app today.
Hi, this is Vincent Cantellini, and you are listening to Brahman Football on WOKC.
Immokalee takes advantage of a Brahman turnover. They march it down 20 yards for the short touchdown drive. It was third and 6 from the 6 yard line. Jaden Mixon with the 6 yard touchdown run. And now Okeechobee trailing 6-0 with 6:50 remaining here in the first. Back to kick it off is Sedana. For Immokalee, back deep. The Brahmins with Aquinas and Jazari Cord. Jazari Cord returned one for a touchdown last week. Deep kick. That goes over the head of Jazari into the end zone for the touchback. And the Brahmins will have it first and 10 from their own 20 on a wonderful kick by Sedana. Taking a little frustration out after missing that extra point.
Yes. And what a weapon to have in high school football. You can kick that ball into the end zone. You don't face the run back chance, and they get to start from the 20 and have to drive 80 yards.
Okeechobee coming out with their second offensive drive of the night, trailing 6-0, 6:50 to go in the first. Brahmins' last drive ended on an interception thrown by Nemo Bryant. Back out there with twins to each side. Andre Santiago is the tailback behind Nemo Bryant at quarterback. There's a throw over left side to Santiago. Already pressure in the backfield. He breaks one tackle. Not going to break another. Does not get back to the line of scrimmage. As Immokalee read that really easily, it was a swing pass to the left side. And the tackle made by Gilbert Charles, who had the interception earlier.
You're exactly right. They read that from the start. It was a swing, like you say, the swing pass, it was threw back about 5 yards, and Andre had to try to get back to the line of scrimmage, but he was a couple yards short.
So we're seeing Andre Santiago used in the offense for one of the first times this year. Second down and 12 from the Brahmin 18-yard line. Clock rolling, 6:12 to go in the first. Okeechobee trailing 6-0. Santiago shifts to the right of Nemo Bryant. Nemo back to pass, rolls out to the right. He is under pressure, and he's just got to get rid of it. He does complete it to Andre Santiago, but a big loss on the play. As you take it back another 5 yards, he's tackled at the 14-yard line. So a loss of 4 yards on the play on the completed pass from Nemo Bryant to Santiago, and Bryant just trying to get rid of it. Probably should have just thrown it into the ground.
Yeah. See, the Brummers are trying to get something going, but completing these short passes and good stop done by Markley. They all over the short passes by the Brummers.
Third down, 16 to go with the clock rolling. Under 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Nemo Bryant with Santiago behind him in the pistol formation. Twins to each side. Here's a snap back to Nemo. He's under pressure. Throws it over left side. It's complete to John White. Breaks a tackle. He's up close to the 30-yard line. Not enough for a first down, but John White. And that's going to be a 10-yard pickup or a 9-yard pickup, but unfortunately it's going to be fourth down and about three, and Okeechobee's going to have to punt.
And you talked about that. John White broke one tackle, and he's almost got a chance there to pick up that first down.
John White with 9 catches last week. Makes his first reception right there. Okeechobee back to punt. Matthew May will punt back deep for Immokalee. It is Chandran Pierre. And now a timeout on the field. We'll step away as well. 4:35 to go in the first. 6-0. Immokalee with the lead. They'll get the ball back when we come back. This is Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
I'm Dr. Melissa Kendall from Everglades Pediatric Dentistry. Want to give your child something to smile about? Choose a pediatric dentist when you're searching for your child's dental home. Why choose Everglades Pediatric Dentistry? Whether your child is super shy or super chatty, we know how to handle every personality that walks through the doors. We know how to make your child's visit fun. Most of our patients can't wait to come back. Now just imagine, a child who wants to go to the dentist, that is something to smile about. Everglades Pediatric Dentistry, 863-357-7338.
My name is William Crum, and you're listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
And Matthew May will come in to punt it away.
Matthew May back to punt. Chandran Pierre is back deep. He is settled at his 40-yard line. And Okeechobee will punt. Fourth down and 3. That was an 11-yard pickup on that pass to John White. Most of that done on his own after he broke the tackle. Here's a snap back. May puts his right foot into it. Nice kick. High. It's going to be caught by Pierre at the 44-yard line, and he will fair catch it right there. So good field position for Immokalee, but a pretty good punt by Matthew May. As that is a 35, 36-yard kick. No return, and it'll be first and 10. They bump them up a yard to the 35-yard line. You told me that before, Marvin. Yeah. Sometimes the officials, they just keep it on the line. Does that help with the math or something?
Yeah, it is easier to line up if you get going quicker.
I guess I appreciate that if somebody's got to count these yards, but they get a free yard out of it. Spread formation, Villarreal with the handoff up the middle. And this is Mixon again. And he's up to the 49-yard line. That's a pickup of 4 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 6. So after all that talk that we did about Justin Compare and how good he's been this year and how good he was against Okeechobee last year, we've seen nothing but Jaden Mixon here tonight. Snap back to Villarreal. He's looking to throw. He's got all the time in the run. Now he'll take it himself. He'll get the first down and more. Breaks it to the right, to the 30, inside the 25, and knocked out of bounds just shy of the 20-yard line. A big play, but there's a flag on the field. So we'll see if this stands. It's a 28-yard pickup if it stands, but I'm not sure it's going to. Blocking the back called against the Indians, and Okeechobee catches a break.
Yes, they do, and Villarreal, he dropped back to pass the ball, read down the field, and the lane opened up for him, and he just took off.
Villarreal is among the team leaders in rushing for this squad. In fact, he is third, 242 yards with just under a 5-yard per rush average. He can tote the rock when he wants to.
Yes, and I'm telling you what helped open everything up for him is he's able to complete passes down the field.
He had a lot of time back there, too, because he had no pressure. All right, it's going to be second down and call it three. And the ball is in Brahman territory at the 47-yard line. Second down, three. Villarreal is in shotgun formation with Mixon to his left, and he fumbles the ball. Ball on the ground, and I think Mixon got it back. He did. No gain on the play, as that was a botched handoff between Villarreal and Mixon. Mixon lucky to get that one back.
Yes, he was, and the Broncos needed that break if they could have got it.
All right, big play here. Third down, they did give him a yard. Third down and two from the Brahman 46-yard line. Twins to the left side. That's the wide side of the field. Here's a handout to Mixon up the middle. He'll break a tackle. He is close to that line to gain. I don't know that he got there. They push him back. And it's all about the spot. It's going to be real close.
I think he's going to be a little shorter on that, probably half a yard.
Well, they're going to go for it in this. You know, if he's short, it's 6 inches short. They're in Brahman territory. I think you sneeze and you're going to get that first down here. So we'll see if they give it to him. 2 yard pick by Mixon. Nice job by the defensive line for Okeechobee to make it close. And now they're backing him up. Was there a penalty that I missed?
I didn't see the penalty.
It was a 15-yarder. A personal foul called against Immokalee. I did not see the flag, but I did see them call the 15-yard penalty. That's their third penalty of this quarter. Three penalties totaling 30 yards. Big break for Okeechobee.
Yes, it was.
And that brings up third down. And it looks like 5-10. Third down and 15. Yep, third down and 15. So an opportunity here for Okeechobee, and we got a timeout on the field, I believe. No, they're just going to the sideline to get the play. 2:55 to go in the first. 6-0. Immokalee with the lead. It's third down and 15 for the Indians at their own 40.
It's going to be fourth down because if that was a dead ball foul, it was after the play.
All right, so that's where the confusion is. It's fourth down. You're right, dead ball. They said that he did not get the first down. That was key.
Mm-hmm.
That was key, which if I'm Coach Delgado, I might have measured that, first of all. And then they mark off the penalty. But anyway, the snap back, the punt is up. It's deep kick handled by Cord at the 20-yard line. He'll break a tackle, now breaks it near sideline. He's got a lane to the 35, to the 40, cuts it in, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Jazari Cord, who's making a name for himself as a kick returner, is near midfield. And that is a 25-yard punt return by Jazari Cord, giving Okeechobee nice field position to start this drive.
And that is good for the Brahmin with a defensive stance right there. And punt the ball, and Cord with a nice 25-yard return. And let's ride this momentum and pick up some first down.
Well, now it looks like they're marking him back. I don't see a flag, but it looks like – was there a flag? Okay. Are they using the pink flags because – they're not popping as much as what the yellow ones do. In any case, that's going to knock some yardage off of this nice kickoff. Only, 15 yards. It's back to the 30-yard line. That's Okeechobee's first penalty of the night. They call block in the back.
Blindside block, I believe.
Yeah, okay. First penalty of the night for Okeechobee. Brahmins back out there offensively. First and 10 from their own 30-yard line. Nemo Bryant, a quarterback and shotgun. Here's the pitch over right side to Santiago. He's got a lane up past the 30, and he's out of bounds at the 32-yard line. A pickup of 2 yards on the play by Andre Santiago.
And Santiago looked like he has a burst of energy that we hadn't seen so far.
Well, he's been chomping at the bit to get some offense in. I mean, he's had a heck of a year at edge rusher, but he's been chirping. He's won some offensive reps, and midway through the season, he's earned those reps now. Second down and 8. 2:32 remaining in the first. 6-0. Immokalee with the lead. Second down and 8 from the Brahman 32-yard line. You got twins to the left and a halfback. That's Karis Johns on the left side. Here's the snap back to Nemo Bryant. He'll take it himself. Cuts it up. He's going to pick up the first down as he's up past the 40-yard line. That's a 10-yard pickup. And Nemo Bryant with a nice pickup. Give him 11 on the pickup. And he is brought down by number 20. That's Quentin Anderson. But it's first down for the Brahmins, and now the 43-yard line, clock rolling, 2:15 to go in the first.
Yeah, that was a design quarterback run. Nemo Bryant was able to pick his way through, saw an opening, and took advantage of it.
Nemo Bryant leading the Brahmins in rushing. Twins to the right. Here's a pitch over right side. This is Andre Santiago. He's up past the 40. Flags fly. Santiago brought down after a one-yard game at the 45-yard line, but let's sort out the flag. And it looks like it's going to be a hold against Okeechobee, bringing this one back 10 yards.
Those are drive killers there.
Yeah, they really are, because that happened at the line of scrimmage, and it's going to make it first and 20 now. Clock stop, 1:55 to go in the first. 6-0, Immokalee with the lead. Immokalee taking advantage of a Nemo Bryant interception. Started the drive at the 20. A few plays later, knocked it in from the 6-yard line. Jaden Mixon with a 6-yard touchdown run. Bring the ball all the way back to the 30-yard line. So it's actually first and 23, say. Nemo Bryant in shotgun. He's got Santiago behind him. Here's a pitch over left side. Santiago is going to be wrapped up, brought down. Jordan Martinez was there in short gain. It's going to make it second down and 21 on a 2-yard pickup by Santiago.
And they're trying to get Santiago on the edge. And they're pitching the ball out to him. It looked like it's slow developing. And the defense are able to catch up to it.
Bryant goes to the sideline to get the call. Clock rolling, 1:20 to go in the first. Second down and 21 from the Brahmins at their own 32-yard line. Penalties have backed this drive up for the Brahmins. Tyrone Hayes split out wide right. Chris McQuain assists, split out wide left. You've got slot receiver on the near sideline. And here's Nemo Bryant taking himself. He's going to try and bounce it out right side, but he is brought down in the backfield. There to make the tackle is Cuevas. He's their leading tackler and shows right there. I asked Coach Delgado before the game what makes Cuevas, you know, so good. Is he sideline to sideline? He said, no, he's a run stopper, a thumper up the middle. And that's exactly what he did right there. Loss of a yard on the play, and it's third down and 22.
This is where the Brahmins want to be careful. Don't want to make a big mistake here. If you can't pick up the first down, get some positive yards and punt the ball away.
Okeechobee coming out, third down and 21. They got to get to the Immokalee 47-yard line for a first down. Nemo Bryant in shotgun. He's got Santiago to his right, looking to throw over left side. Almost picked off. John White, though, makes the catch, and he's brought down at the 40. Picks up a few yards. Still going to be third down, but there's flag. It's a holding penalty called against Okeechobee. We'll see what they do. If they decline it, it's fourth down and 12. If they take it, it's going to be third down and 32. So we'll see what Immokalee. They're going to mark him back. I actually agree with this if I'm Immokalee.
Yeah, because you're looking for the Brahmins to make a mistake here. Maybe you can get a turnover here. If you're Immokalee, you've got to be their line of thinking.
Yep. This is the third 10-yard penalty of the drive called against Okeechobee. Third down and 27. With 2 seconds remaining in the first. In fact, that's going to end the first quarter. After one, Okeechobee trailing Immokalee 6-0. It'll be third and 27 from their own 26 for Okeechobee when we come back. You're listening to Brahmins Football on your sports voice around the Big O.
100.9
FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
Move your business forward with a business checking account from South State. South State offers a number of different checking accounts perfectly suited for your business, big or small. All options include online banking, mobile banking with mobile deposits, free e-statements, and a South State debit card. Is personal checking what you need? All South State personal accounts include online banking with bill pay, mobile banking with mobile deposit, a wealth consultation, and more. Stop in at South State in Okeechobee, 2100 South Parrott Avenue, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Xander Lindley, and you are listening to Brahmin Football at WOKC.
Ready to start the second quarter here at Okeechobee High School. Ken Keller, Marvin Roberts, Taylor Marie back at the studio. 6-0, Immokalee with the lead. They got their score early in the first on a 6-yard touchdown run by Jade Mixon, taking advantage of a Nemo Bryant interception that started that drive at the 20-yard line of Okeechobee. Teams have traded it back and forth. Since then, 6-0 as we begin the second quarter. I feel like the defense has played pretty well.
Yeah, the defense have been playing well. Just have to get the offense going somehow. They picked up the first down the last drive, but then penalties backed them up.
It's going to be third down and 27 from the Brahman 26-yard line. Okeechobee going right to left. I mean, you're not doing too much more here than a draw play or something, right?
Yes. Or one of those where the quarterback just take the ball and kick it because they don't have any returners back there.
Quick kick, yeah, you could do something like that. Normally you do that on fourth down, though, but who knows. Nemo O'Brien is in shotgun formation. He's got twins to the left, and now John White will shift over and make a trip to the left side. That's the far side of the field, or the wide side of the field. And here's a snap back to Nemo, looking to throw. He's under pressure, and he's going to be dropped. Cuevas is there, among a few others. And they say he stripped the ball away, but he did not. It's going to be fourth down and a country mile. Basically, you got to go from Okeechobee to Buckhead Ridge to get this first down here for the Brahmins. Fourth down and 32 on the sack by Juan Cuevas. Juan Cuevas came into the game leading the team in tackles, and he has flashed here tonight. Immokalee's going to get nice field position. Clock rolling, 11:19 remaining in the second quarter, 6-0, Indians with the lead. Pierre is back at the 50-yard line, called the 49-yard line of Immokalee. Made a punt. Once it gets set, snap back. May puts his right foot. It's partially blocked. And it's going to go off to the left and be handled at the 40-yard line, 41-yard line in Brahman territory. That's where Immokalee's going to handle it. It is a 21-yard kick, and actually that's not too bad considering that somebody got a hand on that one.
Yeah, the Brahmins caught a break then, and ball going forward for 21 yards.
So Immokalee back out offensively. They have nice field position. They've controlled the field position game here tonight. 10:59 remaining in the second, 6-0. Immokalee with the lead. Juan Aguirre going to come in. He'll play defensive line. Tucker Rogers in there as well. Andre Santiago, he's the bull linebacker, rush in from the right side. Chris Requenis will come in. I keep saying the S. It's Chris Requena, no S. Villarreal takes a snap. He's looking to throw. Got some time. Throws over left side. Almost intercepted. Jazari Cord in on the coverage of Anthony. And he goes over the back, avoids the flag, and it's an incomplete pass.
Good coverage down the field. That's something I've seen the Brahmins working on pregame. The defensive back was out there trying to cover the slants in the post in the pregame.
Rodnell Anthony is a big wide receiver. I mean, just eyeballing it, he's at least 6'1", 6'2". Towers over a lot of the Brahmin defensive backs. Second down and 10 from the Brahmin 41-yard line. Villarreal calls for the snap. He'll hand it off to Mixon up the middle, but nowhere to go. First man there is May, the linebacker, as he drags him down and looks like he hurt himself a little bit. They're going to give him 2 yards on the play. Third down and 8 on the 2-yard run by Jaden Mixon, but nice play by Matthew May to make that a short game. So third down and 8. And again, Immokalee does not use the huddle. I don't think they've used it all night. Third down and 8 from the Brahmin 39-yard line. Anthony is the wing back on the left side. Twins to the left and a receiver split out wide right. Jaden Mixon is the running back shifting to the right of the quarterback. Villarreal in shotgun. He'll hand off to Mixon. He's got a bit of a lane up the middle. He's going to be close to that first down as he takes it up to the 34-yard line. Fred Hill in on the tackle. And it's going to be fourth down and 2, and no debate here. Is Immokalee right back to the line of scrimmage. 5-yard pickup on the play. Fourth down and 2. We'll see if Okeechobee can get the stop right here. They got to get to the Brahmin 31-yard line. It's set at the 33 right now. Clock rolling, 9.5 minutes to go in this second quarter. Villarreal calling out the line formation. Now steps back and now whistle and a timeout called by Immokalee. We'll step away. 9:25 remaining in the second quarter. 4th and 2 for the Indians on the Brahman 33-yard line when we come back. Immokalee leading Okeechobee 6-0. This is Brahman football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
For generations, families have enjoyed KFC chicken for all occasions. The original recipe, crispy chicken or grilled, have sparked debates for years and everyone wins. KFC has fed you for lunch with individual meals and your entire family with buckets of chicken and delicious sides. However you decide to enjoy KFC, know that you will get the same high-quality, delicious chicken that you and your family grew up on. KFC of Okeechobee, 441 South in the North Shore Plaza.
Hi, this is AJ Dariano, and you are listening to Brahman Football on WOKC.
4th down and 2 for Immokalee at the Brahman 33-yard line. Marvin, what are you looking for here if you're the Brahman defense?
Well, they're going to, I think, Immokalee going to come out with some kind of option, run-pass option here. I don't think they want to trust this Brahman defense by running up inside.
Yeah, this is going to be all on the decision of Trannan Villarreal. He's going to either hand it off or he'll fake that handoff and go around to the right side. We'll see what he sees from this Brahman defense. Here we go. And nope, they're going to throw it. How about that? Here's a throw over left side. It's caught by Gilbert Charles. The ball's on the ground and picked up by Okeechobee. Going the other way, John White. He's got some room. Breaks the tackle. Now cuts it in midfield, and he's in deep into Immokalee territory. Down inside the 30-yard line to the 29-yard line. A fumble recovery taken by the Brahmins. And now they have a 1st and 10 from the Immokalee 30-yard line. What a turn of events.
I'm telling you, good ball strip on the outside. Good tackling over there. We're going to be close to the first down. But I tell you what, the Brahmins with a big game right here.
Well, when Gilbert Charles caught that, he caught it and it was the first down. He could have just fallen down and had it, but John or somebody punched the ball out. John White picked it up. I thought he was getting knocked out at midfield. Somehow he was able to cut it inside and take it another 20 yards. That's a 50-yard return on the fumble recovery. Now Okeechobee with momentum. 9:09 to go in the second. 6-0 Immokalee with the lead. The Brahmins with the ball 1st and 10 from the Immokalee 30-yard line. A timeout on the field called by the Brahmins. Will step away. 9:09 remaining in the first half. Brahmins with the ball. 1st and 10 from the Indian 30. Trailing 6-0. This is Brahman football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
Ag 98 Trailer Sales and Automotive Accessories specializes in all types of trailer repairs. Utility trailers, heavy equipment trailers, livestock trailers, and boat trailers. Wheel hubs, jacks, bearings, leaf springs, axles, hydraulic brakes, lights, ramps, and complete deck replacement, wood and metal. When was the last time you had your trailer serviced? You should do it once a year. For all of your trailer repair needs, call Ag 98 Trailer Sales and Automotive Accessories in Okeechobee at 863-763-3555 and ask for Tom or Jack.
Hi, this is Andre Santiago, and you are listening to Brahman Football on WOKC.
An opportunity for Okeechobee right here. 1st and 10 from the Immokalee 30-yard line. Brahman's going right to left. Nemo Bryant with running backs to each side of him in shotgun formation. Bryant's going to take himself right up the middle. Not a whole lot of room as he gets it down to the 26-yard line. Gilbert Charles in on that tackle. And Rodnell Anthony in on there as well. Give them 3 yards on the pickup. It's going to be 2nd down and 7. Back to the line of scrimmage. No huddle. Snap back to Nemo. He'll take it himself again. This time off the left side. He's inside the 25-yard line. Drops the ball. And let's see.
And the referee is killing the clock.
And they're giving it to Immokalee. So Nemo Bryant coughs it up. And Okeechobee gives it right back to Immokalee. 8:43 to go here in the second quarter. Indians with the ball, leading 6-0, and boy, that's deflating.
Yeah, that's tough right there. Design quarterback run just to the teeth of the defense there. And he's been pretty good at protecting the ball, you know, for a quarterback running the ball a lot.
Nemo now with two turnovers on the night with that fumble, and he had an interception in the first that set up the first touchdown. First and 10 from the Immokalee 24-yard line. Villarreal back out there. He'll hand it off. No, he'll fake the handoff. It's a pass complete on the skinny post. And this one's fumbled. And nope, they can say he's down. Oh. Boy, a big break. Chandran Pierre made the catch. And they can say he's down at the 49-yard line.
There's a good call by the official. He was right on top of it. The ground caused the fumble on that.
23-yard pickup on the play from Villarreal to Pierre. For Pierre, that's his first catch of the night. And on the season, that is his eighth reception. Here's another skinny post pass, and this is also complete. This one for 8 yards. Caught by Marshawn Jackson, the freshman. One of the freshmen getting the start here tonight.
Villarreal, he likes going these deep posts or those quick slants. That's their bread and butter.
When they get that timing down, that's when they're real tough to beat. And Villarreal is very good when he gets into that mode here. Second down and two. Handoff up the right side. This is Mixon. Mixon going to get the first down, and he is tackled at the 32-yard line. Tripped up by Jazari Cord and also Tyrone Hayes. But a big pickup and a first down for Mixon and Immokalee. Give him a 10-yard pickup on the play. Immokalee, first and 10 from the Brahman 30-yard line. Hand off to Mixon up the middle, and he is stopped. John White was the first one there. Fred Hill cleaning it up. Pickup of two on the play. As Mixon getting the workout, so I wonder if Compare maybe got into some trouble because he's dressed. We've seen him out there on special teams, but we have not seen him tote the rock yet, and he's our leading rusher by far, too. Second down and six from the Brahman 27-yard line. Villarreal is in shotgun formation with Mixon to his left. He'll take no pick the handoff and a swing pass over left side to Anthony. He's got the first down, breaks a tackle. He's inside the 15 and is stood up right there. 15-yard pickup on the play on the screen pass to Rodnell Anthony. And that's a first down for the Indians.
And that was a nice play by the Indians as Villarreal, he faked the handoff inside and then he pulled up and threw the screen pass to the outside.
Yeah, I mean, he caught it at the line of scrimmage and then took it 15 yards himself. First and 10 from the Brahman 15-yard line. Clock rolling, 6:20 to go here in the second quarter, 6-0. Immokalee with the lead. Twins out to the right. Shotgun formation, mix into the right of Villarreal. He'll take the handoff off right side, bounces it outside. He's got a lane inside the five and into the end zone. Touchdown. 15-yard touchdown run by Jaden Mixon. Made a nice move at the line of scrimmage, able to bounce it out to the right hash mark, then cut it back inside, and was able to fall across the end zone for the touchdown 15 yards out, and Immokalee leads 12-0.
And Immokalee mixed it up very nicely on that drive, passing the ball, running the ball, and that's going to open everything up for you.
8 carries for 49 yards for Mixon and 2 touchdowns. Not a bad first half work for the tailback. And Villarreal is going to hold for Lewis, the kicker. Snap is back. The hold is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Boy, Ladarius Lewis has a leg on him, doesn't he?
Yes.
13-0 the score. 6:07 remaining in the second quarter. Brahmins will receive the kickoff when we come back. This is Brahmin football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
Wimmer Family Orthodontics uses only the latest technology. We are experts at using either the Damon System braces or Invisalign aligners. Both help to straighten your teeth and give you a beautiful smile. Dr. David Wimmer and Dr. Jennifer Schoenfeld are a father-daughter team with over 50 years of experience. Our friendly, dedicated staff will help you have a fun and effective orthodontic experience. Visit us at WimmerOrthodontics.com or at our Okeechobee office at 2025 Highway 441 North. Making a difference, one smile at a time. Wimmer Family Orthodontics, 863-467-2333.
Hi, this is Kerry Jones, and you're listening to Brahman Football on WOKC.
Well, Immokalee able to take advantage of both Brahman turnovers here tonight and go down and score. I think that's been key here tonight. 13-0, the Indians with the lead, 6:07 remaining in this first half. And You know, that says something about your offense when you receive a gift in a turnover and you take advantage.
Yeah, those guys get excited about that, what it feel like. And Mark Lee doing an excellent job of taking advantage.
Okeechobee had all the momentum on the fumble recovery by John White and a 50-yard return just to turn it right back over. 13-0, Immokalee with the lead. And they will kick off at their own 40-yard line. Beautiful night here at Okeechobee as the sun has set, obviously. No rain. Temperatures are very comfortable. Nice atmosphere here at Brahmin Stadium. And this kickoff is going to go into the end zone by Lewis. And Okeechobee will have a first and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
You know, right now in the perfect world, I would like to say the Brahmins need to take a shot down the field. But he haven't had the time to do that. Nemo Bryant, the last time they tried it, he had pressure on him.
Yeah, and honestly, we haven't even seen any sign of having success with that. You know, it's just the timing hasn't been right. The protection hasn't been there. The routes haven't been there. Nothing has lined up for Okeechobee in this passing game, and it's really hurt them.
Yes, it has, and it's hard to get your offense rolling when you can't complete passes down the field.
And Immokalee has had pretty good pressure tonight. Their defensive line has really been outstanding. And defense has been the issue for Immokalee this year. But tonight, they have looked really strong. Here's the snapback. This is Karis Johns in at quarterback. He'll take it himself, tries to break it off the left side. Picks up a few yards up to the 25-yard line. Somehow got 5 yards on that carry. Karis Johns, his first carry of the night. And I hope it's not the last, because he's been missing from the offense the past few weeks. Second down and 5. John's in at quarterback. He'll take the snap, run it off the left guard. Powers his way up past the 30 to the 32-yard line. That's enough for a first down. A 7-yard pickup by Karis Johns off the left side.
He got some fresh legs in the game on offense.
And they're right back to the line of scrimmage. Clock rolling, 5:36 to go in this first half. John's in a quarterback pistol formation. Three, it's a full backfield. Takes a snap. Tries to bounce it around right side, but nowhere to go. Loses a couple of yards on the carry. Trying to see who the first man there was. Looks like it was the man that made the tackle was Isaiah Martinez. David Betancourt also in on that tackle for Immokalee. Second down, 10. They say he got back to the line of scrimmage. Nemo Bryant back in at quarterback. Karis Johnson is now the tailback behind him with backs flanking Nemo to each side. Here's a snap back to Nemo Bryant. Under pressure, was able to run around the left side. Gets it up past the 35 to the 36-yard line. Able to get 5 yards on the carry, despite the fact that there was not a whole lot of protection. Nice penetration by the defense for Immokalee. In on that tackle, Gilbert Charles, but third down and 5 for Okeechobee.
And so far this drive, Brahmin's been doing direct snaps.
Brahmin's right back to full backfield with now Karis Johns in at quarterback. He'll take it himself off the right side, trying to get out to that edge. Breaks the tackle, able to get close to the first down marker. Should have been a loss of yards, but Karis Johns, with all the effort in the world, is going to make it fourth and short. A four-yard pickup by Karis Johns on what should have been a tackle in the backfield.
Yes, I'm telling you, the thing is, the Brahmins right now, they're going to have to go for this.
I agree. 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Okeechobee is still out there offensively. Fourth and 1. The ball is at the Brahmin 41-yard line. Okeechobee lined up. Full house backfield with Karis Johns at the tailback. Has it himself. He'll pick up the first down as he reaches across the 43 to the 44-yard line. It's a pickup of 3. And Karis Johns, you mentioned him, Marvin, those fresh legs are picking up some, are moving the sticks.
Very good. And good strategy right here. The Brahmins just trying to run the ball.
4 carries, 19 yards for the senior tailback. Clock rolling, 3:29 remaining in the first half. 13-0, Immokalee with the lead. Okeechobee driving. Nemo Bryant gets this the play call from Joe Smith, the offensive coordinator from the sideline, back into the huddle. 3:15 and counting in this first half. Brahmins walking to the line of scrimmage. Full house backfield, low snap to Nemo Bryant's going to take it himself around the left side, cuts it up, but dropped. Dropped right at the line of scrimmage, making the tackle number 62. That's Izzy Loeb. Clock continues to roll. 2:50 to go in this first half. 13-0. Immokalee with the lead. Second down and call it 11 now from the 43-yard line. They did say he lost a yard.
Still at the end of the day, they're still going to have to complete passes.
Especially with this clock rolling now under 2.5 minutes to go in this first half. Wide receivers split out each side. Hayes to the left, Requena to the right. Now they're going to shift it. Troops to the right. Santana Alvarez and John White split out wide. Right empty backfield. Nemo Bryant looking to throw. He's under pressure. Rolls out to the right. Able to avoid the rush. Now he's going to take it himself. He's going to have the sideline. He'll pick up the first down. Down to the 35-yard line. Did he get out of bounds? I don't think he did. But it's a big pickup on the play. No flags that I can see. And a big pickup of 20. On the play.
I'll tell you what, the formation that caught Immokalee off guard because the Brahmins shifted out to a 5-wide receiver set, and I think that confused the defense.
Sorry, that's a 30-yard pickup on the play.
Brian rolled out, was able to break containment, just took it up the sideline.
So Okeechobee now in the huddle. They've got time now. 1:45 remaining in this first half. First and 10 from the Immokalee 34-yard line.
And the clock and is now, moving, and they only got one more timeout, I believe.
Confusion, and I think they're going to use that last timeout. Oh, there's a sideline warning? Oh, there's a flag. Yes, a flag on the far sideline. Don't know who that's against. I called it against Immokalee. Clock rolling, 1:35 to go in the second quarter. Full house back. There is four in this backfield. I don't know. Who's the quarterback? This is crazy. Who's going to be the one taking the snap here? And it's going to be Andre Santiago off to the right side, down the sideline. He's going to pick up 10 yards in the first down. Does he get out of bounds? He picked up 11 yards on the carry. Andre Santiago with a direct snap off to the right side. Give him 11 yards on the pickup. It's going to be first and 10 from the 22-yard line.
1:18 to play in half.
Clock stopped at 1:18 to go to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 from the 22. And here is Santiago going around the left side, trying to get that edge, can't. And he's going to be dropped at the 24-yard line, a loss of two. As in on the tackle there, the first one there is Gilbert Charles. And the clock rolling down to a minute remaining. Second down and 12 from the 24-yard line.
Nemo Bryant comes back into the game.
Nemo Bryant is in there. Second down and 12 from the 24. And now they get to the line of scrimmage. Clock rolling, 47 seconds remaining in this first half. Snap back to Karis Johns. Off the right tackle, but nowhere to go. He stood up and brought down. Betancourt makes the tackle. He had a couple of his friends joining him. Clock's now stopping with 36 seconds to go in the first half. Brahmins use their final timeout. We'll step away as well. Third down and 12 from the Immokalee 24 when we come back for Okeechobee, who trail Immokalee 13-0. You're listening to Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
Royals Furniture and Appliances, we're your hometown store. We want to get to know you. Walk into Royals and feel our friendly, low-pressure sales approach. We'll help you find the furniture and appliances that are the right fit for you. We want to be your choice for furniture and appliances for a lifetime. Experience the Royal shopping difference. Royals Furniture, make it your home.
Hometown store, serving hometown people. Rely on Royals Furniture.
Visit RoyalsFurnitureInc.com.
Hi, this is Coach B.J. Pryor, and you are listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
36 seconds remaining in the first half. Third down, 12 for Okeechobee at the Immokalee 24-yard line. 13-0, Immokalee with the lead. Taking advantage of in this first half. Okeechobee trying to pay off this drive. Nemo Bryant takes a snap, and he's sacked. Three men right there. Led by number 60, that's Izzy Loeb. He had a couple others that were there with him in his fourth down and 20, an eight-yard loss. Okeechobee just going to let the clock run. Looks like Immokalee will do the same thing. Again, no time, Marvin.
No. No time at all back there.
And now, finally, Immokalee. I don't know why they call it now. They let 20 seconds run off the clock and 9 seconds remaining in this first half. We'll keep it right here. 13-0, Immokalee with the lead. Okeechobee, again, moving the ball, but these drives stalling in Immokalee territory, and they've been unable to take advantage.
Yes, I mean, they ran the ball, had a decent drive going here, but, you know, they got one more play, and they're going to have to put this ball up in the end zone. If they can somehow pull out a score here, the Brahmins do get the ball to start the second half.
Well, you think they're gonna punt here, though, aren't they?
No, they got to go throw this in the end zone, I would think.
Okay, yeah, I'm okay with that. Hail Mary type thing, just to throw it out there. And that's what they're going to come out to. 13-0, Immokalee with the lead. Fourth down and 20 from the 32-yard line. Nemo Bryant back to throw. Deep, going down to the right side. Looking for the receiver. It is. Did he get it?
Think he got it.
No, they said it's intercepted.
Oh, man.
Requena had his hands on it. He says he made the catch. The referee says it was knocked out of bounds. In any case, that's the end of the quarter.
He did catch the ball, but they ruled him out.
Yeah, he caught it out of bounds, didn't get his foot in. And at the half, Okeechobee trailing 13-0. That was a nice pass and an even better catch by Requena. But unable to keep his feet in. And I think it was short of the end zone anyway, right? Because, I mean, I don't know. Hard to tell. Yeah. Hard to tell where we're at. Anyway, halftime, 13-0 Immokalee with the lead. Okeechobee showing signs of life. They're certainly in this game. The defense, I feel, has played pretty well. Offense, still trying to figure some things out. They just need to be consistent.
Yes. Like you say, they can play with anybody. They don't play so far, and they're still in this game right here. They get the ball back to start the second half.
Coming up next, it's the Glades Media Gridiron Report. Billy Dean with a rundown of this week's schedule of college and NFL games this entire weekend. That's up next. Here at halftime, Okeechobee trailing Immokalee 13-0. This is Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
Nobody cooks chicken like Popeyes. Seriously, who else marinates their chicken for 12 hours in real Louisiana spices? Nobody, that's who. Popeyes even hand batters and breads each piece in store, so you're getting the freshest, most delicious chicken out there. Popeyes was born in New Orleans, and you can taste Louisiana difference in everything they cook, from Popeye's deliciously crispy chicken to their cool creamy coleslaw and homestyle mashed potatoes with Cajun gravy. It's all so, so good. And don't get me started on those biscuits. Taste the Louisiana difference for yourself, only at Popeye's.
I can't believe they'll pay for the whole thing.
Believe it. Industrial Skills Training Academy, a 3-year state-of-the-art multi-craft academy in Clewiston, is now accepting applications. ISTA offers hands-on training for young adults to gain mechanical, fabrication, welding, and electrical skills at absolutely no charge. And the students get paid to learn a trade.
And students get paid?
Yes, learn close to home. To apply, log on to ISTA Tech. That's ISTA.
Have you got bugs at your place? Then you need to call Ace. Ace Pest Control has been providing quality, dependable, and professional service to residents and businesses in Okeechobee, Martin, Osceola, Glades, and Western St. Lucie County since 1970. Ace Pest Control offers services for roaches, ants, fleas, rodents, and more. Ace Pest Control, locally owned and operated by Randy and Vivian Pierce Wright. For a free estimate, call 863-763-6029. Ace Pest Control, proud sponsor of Brahmins and Gator Sports on WOKC.
What is Supply Line? Good question. Supply Line is there for you when you need them. Supply Line is available for delivery around the lake. Supply Line services local business, big business, and residential customers. Supply Line is open to the public with no membership required. Supply Line offers great deals on janitorial supplies, paper products, cleaning chemicals, safety supplies, and more. 1650 Highway 70 East, just east of Marathon, 357-1203.
Rely on Supply Line. Service like no one.
I'm injury attorney Steve Hoskins. Brahmin football was a local tradition the community needs now more than ever. Another tradition is the hometown service my team gives accident victims. I've helped the injured over 40 years. Hurt in an accident? For a free case review, call 357-5800, click htllfirm.com, or stop by our local office on Parrott Avenue. Go Brahmins!
At Wawa, we've always had you covered when it comes to options. And now, we're adding even more with delivery, curbside, and order ahead options in the Wawa app. Slammed with back-to-back meetings? We'll deliver. Want to finish the song you're listening to? Choose curbside. Get more minutes back in your day by going with our order ahead option.
Welcome to Wawa.
No matter what your day looks like, Wawa how you wanna. Download the Wawa app today.
I'm Dr. Melissa Kendall from Everglades Pediatric Dentistry. Want to give your child something to smile about? Choose a pediatric dentist when you're searching for your child's dental home. Why choose Everglades Pediatric Dentistry? The kids love our office. Colorful paintings on our walls, toys and games fill our play areas, and it's where all the cool kids hang out. We know how to make your child's visit fun. Most of our patients can't wait to come back. Now just imagine a child who wants to go to the dentist. That is something to smile about. Everglades Pediatric Dentistry, located near the Fred Brown Building on 441 North, 863-357-7.
WOKC halftime coverage of Okeechobee Brahmin football is brought to you by
Supply Line, Ace Pest Control, Ag 98 Trailer Sales and Automotive Accessories, KFC of Okeechobee, Wemmer Orthodontics, South State, Popeye's Chicken, Royals Furniture, Appliance and Bedding, Everglades Pediatric Dentistry, Hoskins & Turco, Industrial Skills Training Academy, and Wawa of Okeechobee.
Now, the Glades Media Gridiron Report with Billy Dean on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM and 1570 AM WOKC, Okeechobee's true country.
Good evening, I'm Billy Dean. It's now time for the Glades Media Gridiron Report. We're going to run down your college football games with the top 25 in the AP poll, plus your Florida teams and your NFL games for this coming weekend. Starting off at high noon, the Red River Rivalry, say that fast three times, as number 3, Texas Longhorns square off against the number 12, Oklahoma Sooners from the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. That game will be on ABC. Also at noon, Kitty's Ohio State Buckeyes, ranked number 4 this week, host Maryland. In an SEC matchup, the number 21 ranked Missouri Tigers host the number 23 ranked LSU Tigers on ESPN. At 3 p.m., UCLA hosts number 13th ranked Washington State. At 3:30 on ABC, the number 5 ranked Florida State Seminoles host Virginia Tech. Texas A&M hosts the number 11th ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. Also at 3:30, the number 14th ranked North Carolina Tar Heels host Syracuse on ESPN. At 4 p.m., the Gators square off against the Vanderbilt Commodores homecoming game this weekend on the SEC Network. Our coverage will begin at 2:30 on your home for Gator Sports, WOKC. University of Central Florida Knights are on the road against the Kansas Jayhawks at 4 p.m. on Fox. The South Florida Bulls are on the road against the University of Alabama Birmingham Rattlers at 4 p.m. on ESPN2. Florida Atlantic hosts Tulsa at 6 p.m. on ESPN+. In a battle of undefeated teams, the number 1 ranked Georgia Bulldogs welcome the Kentucky Wildcats, who are ranked 20th this week, at 7 p.m. on ESPN. The number 2 ranked Michigan Wolverines are on the road against Minnesota at 7:30 on NBC. Number 25 ranked Louisville Cardinals host the number 10th ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish at 7:30 on ABC. In an SEC matchup, the number 16th ranked Ole Miss Rebels host the Arkansas Razorbacks at 7:30 on the SEC Network. At 8 p.m., the 17th ranked Miami Hurricanes in an ACC matchup host the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets on the ACC Network. Also at 8 p.m., the number 24th ranked Fresno State Bulldogs are on the road against Wyoming. And late games tomorrow night, California hosts the 15th-ranked Oregon State Beavers on the Pac-12 Network. And at 10:30 on ESPN, the number 9th-ranked USC Trojans host Arizona. The NFL gets started early this coming Sunday, October 8th, with another game across the pond for the Jacksonville Jaguars as they square off against the Buffalo Bills at 9:30 on the NFL Network. 1 o'clock kickoffs, the Miami Dolphins welcome Evan and the New York Giants to Hard Rock Stadium on Fox. Fresh off his record-breaking 203-yard, 4-touchdown outing, rookie running back Devon Achane turned in another strong performance, rushing 8 times for 101 yards, 12.6 yards average, and 2 touchdowns during the Dolphins' loss to the Bills last week. He became the 4th player in NFL history to score 6 touchdowns in his first 3 career games, joining running backs Kareem Hunt in 2017, Billy Sims in 1980, and Old Dutch Sterneman back in 1920. After earning 2 touches against the Patriots in Week 2, Achane has now scored 6 touchdowns on 33 touches in the last 2 weeks.
He is just the fourth rookie since the AFL-NFL merger in 1970 to total at least six touchdowns in a two-game span. The former Texas A&M Aggie is the first Dolphins player to rush for 100-plus yards in back-to-back games since running back Kenyon Drake did so in 2017, and the second rookie to accomplish the feat in franchise history, joining running back Benny Malone, who did so back in 1974. Linebacker Andrew Van Ginkle stepped up in the loss against the Bills for the Dolphins, totaling five tackles, four solo, two sacks, and three tackles for loss. He became the first Dolphins player to record two-plus sacks in a game since linebacker Melvin Ingram did it against the Bills last September. It was the second multi-sack game of Van Ginkle's career. The other came in December of 2020 at Las Vegas. Van Ginkle currently leads the team with three sacks this year and has been one of the most impactful players on defense through week four. Other 1 o'clock games, the Atlanta Falcons host the Houston Texans. The Detroit Lions host the Carolina Panthers. The Indianapolis Colts host the Tennessee Titans. The New England Patriots host the New Orleans Saints. And the Baltimore Ravens are on the road against the Pittsburgh Steelers. At 4:05, the Los Angeles Rams host the Philadelphia Eagles. Cincinnati Bengals are on the road against the Arizona Cardinals. At 4:25, fresh off their very first win last weekend, the Denver Broncos host the New York Jets. Minnesota Vikings host the defending world champion Kansas City Chiefs. And at 8:20 on NBC, the San Francisco 49ers welcome the Dallas Cowboys to Levi's Stadium. In Monday Night Football, the Las Vegas Raiders host the Green Bay Packers on ABC and ESPN. The Cleveland Browns, Los Angeles Chargers, Seattle Seahawks, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers all have the week off. That is your Glades Media Gridiron Report. I'm Billy Dean for your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
South State has money available when you need it most through a home equity line of credit. With a home equity line of credit from South State, you can use the equity you've built in your home for major purchases, repairs, and renovations. You can borrow as much or as little as you need whenever you need it, up to an approved credit limit. Stop in at South State in Okeechobee to learn how. 2100 South Parrott Avenue in Okeechobee, an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
For generations, families have enjoyed KFC chicken for all occasions. The original recipe, crispy chicken or grilled, have sparked debates for years and everyone wins. KFC has fed you for lunch with individual meals and your entire family with buckets of chicken and delicious sides. However you decide to enjoy KFC, know that you will get the same high-quality, delicious chicken that you and your family grew up on. KFC of Okeechobee, 441 South in the North Shore Plaza.
For the best price and selection of accessories for your personal truck, work truck, SUV, or Jeep, stop by Ag 98 Trailer Sales and Automotive Accessories between Superior Muffler and Taylor Rental and see Heather Farmer. Ag 98 Trailer Sales has a big selection of ranch and grill guards, side steps, toolboxes, and more for you to choose from at a real good price. If they don't have it in stock, they'll order it for you. Ag 98 Trailer Sales and Automotive Accessories. For service and parts, call 863-763-3555. 863-763-3555.
Wimmer Family Orthodontics uses only the latest technology. We are experts at using either the Damon System braces or Invisalign aligners. Both help to straighten your teeth and give you a beautiful smile. Dr. David Wimmer and Dr. Jennifer Schoenfeld are a father-daughter team with over 50 years of experience. Our friendly, dedicated staff will help you have a fun and effective orthodontic experience. Visit us at WimmerOrthodontics.com or at our Okeechobee office at 2025 Highway 441 North. Making a difference, one smile at a time. Wimmer Family Orthodontics, 863-467-2332.
Royals Furniture and Appliances. We're your hometown store. We want to get to know you. You can have the furniture and appliances that are the right fit for you and your family. We'll help you build your in-store credit with in-house financing. We want to be your choice for furniture and appliances for a lifetime. Experience the Royal shopping difference. Royals Furniture. Make it your home.
Hometown store serving hometown people. Rely on Royals Furniture.
Visit RoyalsFurnitureInc.com.
Nobody cooks chicken like Popeyes. Seriously, who else marinates their chicken for 12 hours in real Louisiana spices? Nobody, that's who. Popeyes even hand batters and breads each piece in store, so you're getting the freshest, most delicious chicken out there. Popeyes was born in New Orleans, and you can taste Louisiana difference in everything they cook. From Popeyes' deliciously crispy chicken to their cool, creamy coleslaw and homestyle mashed potatoes with Cajun gravy, it's all so, so good. And don't get me started on those biscuits. Taste the Louisiana
understand the difference for yourself. Only at Popeyes.
I can't believe they'll pay for the whole thing.
Believe it. Why go into debt with a student loan? Industrial Skills Training Academy is now accepting applications. ISTA gives young adults the opportunity to gain heavy equipment and diesel mechanic skills at no cost. And students get paid to learn a trade.
And students get paid?
Yes. Learn close to home. Located on U.S. Sugar's manufacturing facility in Lewiston. To apply, log on to ISTA Tech. That's ISTA.tech.
WOKC Halftime Coverage has been presented by
Supply Line, Ace Pest Control, Ag 98 Trailer Sales and Automotive Accessories, KFC of Okeechobee, Wemmer Orthodontics, South State, Popeye's Chicken, Royals Furniture, Appliance and Bedding, Everglades Pediatric Dentistry, Hoskins & Turco, Industrial Skills Training Academy, and Wawa of Okeechobee.
The second half kickoff is next. So here's Ken Keller and Coach Marvin Roberts on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM and 1570 AM WOKC, Okeechobee's True Country.
Halftime here at Okeechobee High School. The Brahmins trail Immokalee 13-0. Immokalee scoring a touchdown in each of the first two quarters. In the first quarter, Immokalee took advantage of a Nemo Bryant interception, taking over at the Brahmin 20-yard line. A few plays later, Jaden Mixon with a 6-yard touchdown run. The extra point no good, and it was 6-0. Immokalee with the lead. That lasted until the second quarter. In the second quarter, Okeechobee fumbled the ball. Nemo Bryant trying to gain some extra yards, fumbled the ball. Immokalee picked it up. They were able to convert, and this time it was Jaden Mixon on a 15-yard touchdown run. The extra point was good, and then 13-0, and that's where we are at right now. Passing-wise tonight for the Brahmins, Nemo Bryant is 4 out of 4 yards, though. Rushing-wise, Nemo Bryant with 8 rushes for 32 yards. Karis Johns, 4 rushes for 19 yards. It's Andre Santiago, 4 rushes for 13 yards. For Immokalee, Trenyon Villarreal, he is 4 out of 6 for 58 yards. Jaden Mixon, 8 carries for 49 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Marshawn Jackson with a rush for 8 yards. Rodnell Anthony, 2 catches on the night for 27 yards and 1 catch for 23 yards for Chandron Pierre. And those are the stats here tonight on WOKC. Penalty-wise, 3 penalties for 30 yards against Immokalee for Okeechobee. They have also 3 penalties for 30 yards. Brahmins trailing 13-0 here at halftime here at Okeechobee High School. It is the Pink Out game. The award-winning band of the Okeechobee High School marching band with a magnificent performance here at halftime as they walk off the field. Immokalee out there on the field now doing their warm-ups with some long stride stretches going to the 10-yard line. Okeechobee is in their power circle in the end zone on the other sideline, as we're about a minute away from the start of tonight's third quarter here in WOKC. Marvin, the frustration continues. Offensively, you see some things are doing well. They're trying to do some things differently. It just hasn't resulted in points.
Yeah, it's tough. They just have to keep, trying to figure it out. They know what they want to do. They just haven't been able to get it done. Having said that, though, these guys are still in the game. They get the ball back. If they can come up with something, put together a drive, we got a different look on this game.
Karis Johns getting the ball a few times in that last drive, had some success. You think we see more of that in the second half?
Yeah, but I would like to see them mix it up a little bit. They come out and they'll, they just boom, 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 keep running the same play. Mix it up a little bit, come back with Johns in there, and I tell you what, they got a chance here. They not too far out of this game.
Offensive line has to come together. Nemo Bryant has not had any time to throw the ball, and Immokalee is not worried about the pass at all tonight.
Yeah, that's why they able to commit a lot of guys up there to the line of scrimmage to stop the run.
So we got a few minutes here before the start of the third quarter here. Okeechobee trailing 13-0 from Immokalee. What did you see that you liked?
Man, Immokalee, once they get going on offense, they can spread around. They can attack you from anywhere on the field. They can attack any part of the field. They can run the ball inside. They can run it wide. Just a complete offensive team. I like what I see out of them.
And again, the story of the night, I think, for Immokalee, their leading rusher, Justin Compare, who by far their leading rusher. He's got 513 yards coming into this game. Jaden Mixon, their number two rusher, 281. Compare averages just under 8 yards a carry. He's got 200-yard games and 6 touchdowns. He has not carried the ball once tonight, although I have seen him dress and he's played special teams. That tells me he might have gotten in a little bit of trouble. I don't know that that's the fact. I was never told anything, but that's kind of what it says to me.
Yeah, and if you see in this second half, you know, yeah, he'll probably come in with some fresh legs. That could be trouble.
That could be trouble because he's a special talent. And this is still a minute 45 until the third quarter. Their kickoff return formation already. Like, they're, I guess they're like, we know what we want to do. We're going to just stand here for 2 minutes until they're ready to start. Brahmins get the ball back here to start the second half. Making, in the second week in a row, Okeechobee was able to drive late in the second quarter, but unable to punch it in. And boy, that could have been a nice swing if they were able to do it.
And I think that's something that Coach Pryor always talked about, is the team finishing, you know, on everything. They have to finish these drives and put up some points. That last drive is looking promising.
We're going to step away. Nope, I'm going to keep it right here. We'll keep it right here. 1 minute to go here until the start of this third quarter. 13-0. Okeechobee with the over. Okeechobee, 13-0.
Have you got bugs at your place? Then you need to call Ace. Ace Pest Control has been providing quality, dependable, and professional service to residents and businesses in Okeechobee, Martin, Osceola, Glades, and Western St. Lucie County since 1970. Ace Pest Control offers services for roaches, ants, fleas, rodents, and more. We also do lawn spraying, prevention, and problem solving too. Ace Pest Control, locally owned and operated by Randy and Vivian Pierce Wright. For a free estimate, call 863-763-6029. 863-763-6029.
What is Supply Line? Good question. Supply Line is there for you when you need them. Supply Line is available for delivery around the lake. Supply Line services local business, big business, and residential customers. Supply Line is open to the public with no membership required. Supply Line offers great deals on janitorial supplies, paper products, cleaning chemicals, safety supplies, and more. 1650 Highway 70 East, just east of Marathon, 357-1203.
Rely on Supply Line. Service like no one.
I'm injury attorney Steve Hoskins, and our firm has been proud to have a staffed office in Okeechobee for over 25 years. I've been representing the injured for over 40 years, and I still believe in giving clients the same great customer service I started with in 1980. For a free case evaluation, call me, Steve Hoskins, at 357-5800 for either an office or phone appointment.
At Wawa, we've always had you covered when it comes to options. And now, we're adding even more with delivery, curbside, and order ahead options in the Wawa app. Slammed with back-to-back meetings? We'll deliver. Want to finish the song you're listening to? Choose curbside. Get more minutes back in your day by going with our order ahead option.
Welcome to Wawa.
No matter what your day looks like, Wawa how you wanna. Download the Wawa app today.
This is Gabriel Pacheco, and you're listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Well, sorry for the technical difficulties there, folks, as we had it break out. But while we were off the air, Nemo O'Brien takes it himself from 80 yards out. So that was an 80-yard touchdown run by Nemo O'Brien.
And what a nice run. Nice play by the Brahmins come out. And Nemo Bryant, they've been trying this all night, and they finally broke it for 80 yards.
All right, so the Brahmins are on the board with an 80-yard touchdown run by Nemo Bryant around the right side, and they're going to go for two. Going for two here. So the Brahmins back out there offensively going for two. Nemo Bryant, he is flanked by John White and Karis Johns. Tight formation in this backyard. An 80-yard touchdown run by Nemo Bryant around the right side, just as we were trying to get back on the air. apologize that we had to miss that. Maybe we were the jinx. I don't know. 11:47 remaining in the second. It is 13-6. Okeechobee on the board with an 80-yard touchdown run by Nemo Bryant. Now a delay. Oh, there's still an injured Immokalee Indian on the far side, as that's Gilbert Charles, who they are trying to walk off the field right now. So that's where the delay is right here. Okeechobee took the kickoff. It went through the back of the end zone. First play, Nemo Bryant takes a snap and he just runs it off right tackle. Nothing fancy about it. Was able to run around, got the block. Here's a snap to Karis Johns around the left side and easily into the end zone for the two-point conversion, but there's a flag in the back of the end zone. And let's see what the call is. I'm going to call a procedure penalty against Okeechobee.
Oh, man.
And it's against Okeechobee, so that wipes out the two-point conversion. They'll move him back 5 yards, I believe, right? I mean, they're still going to do that?
Yeah.
13-6.
I believe he whistled before he got across the line. Yeah, they shouldn't have. No, they shouldn't have, but they did.
So they'll redo it.
By rule, it's 2.6 down.
13-6 is our score. I'm going to do it again. I'm just going to redo the extra point or the two-point conversion. All right, here we go. Karis Johns takes a snap, and this, they blow this one dead. This is going to be a procedure penalty against Okeechobee. No, all sides against Immokalee. And Marvin, if I just would have followed your rule, they threw that flag on the defensive side. So, here we go. 11:46 to go. This clock continues. This is the third time now that we're trying to do this this two-point conversion. Snap back to Karis Johns. Exact same play. Bounces it outside into the end zone. I don't think there's any flags this time. The two-point conversion is good, and Okeechobee has closed the gap. An 80-yard touchdown run by Nemo Bryant around the right side. The two-point conversion by Karis Johns. And with 11:46 remaining in the third, Immokalee leads Okeechobee 13-8 kickoff after this on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
I'm Dr. Melissa Kendall from Everglades Pediatric Dentistry. Want to give your child something to smile about? Choose a pediatric dentist when you're searching for your child's dental home. Why choose Everglades Pediatric Dentistry? We're kid experts. Pediatric dentists get an extra 2 to 3 years of special training to treat children of all sizes and shapes, from itty-bitty infants to growing teens. We know how to make your child's visit fun. Most of our patients can't wait to come back. Now just imagine, a child who wants to go to the dentist. That is something to smile about. Everglades Pediatric Dentistry, 863-357-7338.
This is John White, and you're listening to Brahma Football on WOKC.
11:46 remaining in the third. 13-8, Immokalee with the lead. Okeechobee off the 80-yard touchdown run by Nemo Bryant has cut this lead, or this deficit, to just five. Can't do any math. 13-8 is the score. I'm just a mess here. This start of the second half there, Marvin. I gotta get it in gear, don't I? Juan Aguirre will kick off. The ball falls off the tee. He doesn't know it yet. He's gonna go back and see. There he goes. Go back, set that ball up on the tee, and let's get going. So, you saw the play, Marvin. And of course, listeners, we didn't get to hear it. What did you see set up right that time for Okeechobee on that 80-yard touchdown run?
The blocking. He was able to, the defensive end didn't set the edge, and Nemo Bryant was able to get around the corner.
The onside kick off the hand of the up back, and a nice job by the lineman for Immokalee. That was Quentin Anderson, was able to recover it. Almost the back-to-back weeks where Okeechobee would get the onside kick in the second half. And any case, Immokalee with the ball back, first and 10 from the 45-yard line, their own 45-yard line. 13-8. This has actually been a pretty good ball game. It's close. So Okeechobee, you know, finally breaks through with a big play. And now defensively, they have to answer.
Yes, and like you spoke of earlier, the defense have been playing pretty decent tonight. You know, they scored, Immokalee scored the touchdowns off of turnovers.
It is still Jaden Mixon back there in the backfield. He'll take the handoff, and he's going to be brought down by – oh, nope, that's Justin Compare. That is the lead running back, and he's going to take it 6 yards up the middle, take Fred Hill for a ride, and compare his first carry of the night for 6 yards. It's going to be second down and four. So, Marvin, I think our guess was right, don't you?
Yes.
Villarreal takes the snap, hands it off to Compare up the middle. 6 yard pickup, first down inside Brahman territory down to the 44 yard line. Back to back 6 yard pickup by Compare. He's got two carries for 12 yards. And we're going to see a different running back with Justin Compare than we saw with Jaden Mixon.
You know, Compare is going to use his strength. He's going to run between the tackles a lot of the times.
He's a big kid, too. Big kid, only a sophomore. Villarreal in shotgun. Takes a snap, swings it over right side. This is complete to Marshawn Jackson, and he'll get tripped up inside the 40-yard line. It's going to be only a pickup of about seven. Looked like it could have gone for a big play, but a 7-yard screen pass for Marshawn Jackson, tripped up by Fred Hill. First catch of the night for Jackson. Second down, call it four. And there's a loose ball in the backfield. Villarreal jumps on it. And it was that RPO where they were trying to fake that handoff to Compare up the middle. It got stuck and knocked out of the hands of Villarreal. And it's a big loss on the play of 12 yards. It's going to be third down and about 15.
And I tell you what, dude, Brahman's defensive back has been close on their guy all night when they... Mamakali is trying to complete passes down the field. The Brumman secondary has been holding up.
So now it's going to be third down and 15. Snap back to Villarreal. He's going to swing it over right side. It is caught by the receiver. This is Pierre, but he's going to be driven back by John White and then thrown down on the ground. And Pierre is injured. Chandran Pierre is the one that caught that. Only a pickup of a yard.
John White.
And John White with a vicious tackle. And Pierre down.
He's a guy I don't want tackling me, boy. He just brings a lot of pressure with him.
Second catch of the night for Chandran Pierre. Injury timeout. We'll step away. 9:26 remaining in the third. Immokalee facing 4th and 14 from their own 47-yard line when we return. The Indians lead the Brahmins 13-8. This is Brahmin football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
Whether you need help getting on the road, on the water, or in a house, South State is there with money available when you need it most. An auto, boat, or home loan from South State makes your buying process easier with competitive rates and flexible terms. Manage your loan using online or mobile banking for added convenience. South State also offers motorcycle, RV, motorhome, and manufacturing home loans. South State, 2100 South Parrot Avenue in Okeechobee, an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM and 1570 AM, WOKC, Okeechobee and Fort Pierce.
Nice punt by Saldana. 40-yard punt puts the Brahmins inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first and 10 from their 7-yard line. 8:59 to go in the third. 13-8, Immokalee with the lead. But Okeechobee back deep in their own territory.
And this is crucial right here. They don't want to make a mistake this deep.
Brahmins come out offensively, full house backfield. It's Karis Johns at quarterback, flanked by each side. Nemo Bryant takes a snap. He's going to take it himself around the right side. Breaks a tackle up to the 10. 3-yard pickup on the play as Cuevas makes the tackle. And that was the same play that Nemo took for 80 yards. That time takes it for 3. 10th carry of the night for 115 yards for Nemo Bryant. Of course, most of that on that 80-yard touchdown run that he made. Second down, call it 8. They gave him 2 on the play. Down at the 9-yard line. Snap back to Nemo. He's going to roll around to the left side. Off the tackle. Breaks the tackle. Up past the 15-yard line. And makes it third down and manageable.
No, it's a first down.
Oh, You are right. It did not look like that to me. Given the 8 yards.
The Brahmins needed that, being on their own 8-yard line.
So it is first and 10 for the Brahmins at their own 19-yard line. They've already succeeded in this drive, in my opinion. They've gotten out of their own end zone, so now they have some room to operate. Karis Johns with Nemo Bryant is in the backfield. Bryant takes a snap, looking to throw deep over the middle and way overshoots between it, and they're going to call a pass interference against Immokalee. A defensive holding penalty is going to be called against Ladarius Lewis, and that's going to be a first down for Okeechobee. I wasn't sure that that was catchable, but the hold was early enough in the route that I think they said, that's a holding and maybe not pass interference. It's a
exactly.
Holding penalty. So now the ball is lined up at the 33-yard line. 7:43 to go in the third. First and 10 for the Brahmins. Snap back to Nemo Bryant. Looking to throw. Rolls around to his right. Lobs it over the middle. And almost intercepted. Intended for Tyrone Hayes. Knocked away by the defensive back.
And Tyrone Hayes had the defensive back beat. If Nemo Bryant would have been able to step into that throw, we could have had a touchdown.
Chris Germinal with the the defensive back that made the play. So that makes a second down and 10 from the Brahmin 33-yard line. 7:36 to go in the third, 13-8. Okeechobee trails. This is a snap back to Karis Johns, and he's wrapped up in the backfield. A big loss on the play down to the 26-yard line. 7-yard loss on the play, and that one was blown up from the start. 27-yard line. And again, just free will to go across that offensive line. They weren't touched.
No, they wasn't. And
they weren't touched. Clock rolling, 7 minutes to go in the third. Third down and 16 from the Brahmin 27-yard line. Nemo Bryant, quarterback, takes a snap, rolls around to his left, looking to throw, across the middle, intercepted. Picked off. And Immokalee going the other way and tackled inside the 25-yard line. Making the interception was Elijah Hicks. And again, Nemo throws across his body and couldn't get enough on it. It was an easy interception for Hicks. There was a Brahmin receiver maybe 2 or 3 yards down the field, but it was an easy interception for Immokalee.
Yeah, Nemo rolling to his left, trying to throw back right, and in every level of football, you don't want to throw the ball back across against your body.
Nemo banged up on the play as well. They're going to try and walk him off. We got an injury timeout on the field. We will step away. 6:43 remaining in the third quarter. Immokalee with the ball deep in Brahmin territory when we come back. Immokalee leading Okeechobee 13-8. This is Brahmin football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
For generations, families have enjoyed KFC chicken for all occasions. The original recipe, crispy chicken or grilled, have sparked debates for years and everyone wins. KFC has fed you for lunch with individual meals and your entire family with buckets of chicken and delicious sides. However you decide to enjoy KFC, know that you will get the same high-quality, delicious chicken that you and your family grew up on. KFC of Okeechobee, 441 South in the North Shore Plaza.
Hi, this is Luke Hayes, and you are listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
So off the turnover, Immokalee will have the ball first and 10 from the Brahmin 25-yard line. There is a flag dropped at the 27-yard line, and we're not exactly sure what happened. Marvin, you think it might have been a mistake by the side judge?
Yes, he dropped it, just fell off.
Okay, so that's what it was. Dropped his flag by mistake, and now Immokalee coming out first and 10 from the Brahmin 25-yard line. Second interception of the night thrown by Nemo Bryant. His sixth of the season. Tranyan Villarreal, the quarterback, takes a snap, looking to his left, looking to throw. Now steps up, rolls around to his right, and he's got a lot of green in front of him. Still looking to throw. Now he'll tuck it and go. Picks up 5'10", got the first down, knocked out of bounds. At the 15-yard line, it's going to be a first down for Immokalee, and Villarreal had all day to decide what he wanted to do there.
Yes, he was looking left, trying to throw the ball, and he saw all the defensive linemen in front of him. He just reversed field because he knew, and his instincts told him the right side of the field was wide open.
Give him 11 on the carry. 6.5 to go in the third, 13-8. Immokalee with the lead. They're driving first and 10 from the Brahmin 14-yard line. Snap back. Here's a handoff right side to Compare. And flags fly from way behind. Compare gets to the line of scrimmage and is pushed out after that. William Crum makes the tackle, but a holding penalty called against Immokalee will move him back. For Immokalee, that is their fifth penalty of the night, totaling 55 yards. Nope. 6:22 left in the third quarter. As we continue on here in this third quarter, it's first down or second down. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, they're going to work out this flag here.
Okay, hitting it.
.622 remaining in the third. First down and 20 as they move the ball back. Villarreal in shotgun. Has a snap back. And here's a handoff to Compare running up the middle. He's going to get 5 yards as he closes in close to the 20-yard line. Picks up 7 of those yards back off the penalty on that run right up the middle by Compare. So Compare, who didn't get a snap in the first half, his third carry now for 19 yards. Clock rolling, 5:45 to go in the third. Second down and 17 to go. Actually, they only gave him 3 yards on that carry, so move it back a little bit to the 22-yard line. Villarreal is in shotgun. Calling for the snap. Now looking to throw. Throws over left side. It is caught by Lewis. Makes a move, and he's off to the races. 5. End zone. Touchdown. 22-yard touchdown. Screen pass from Villarreal to Ladarius Lewis. And Immokalee answers with the drive of their own, again off of the interception, their third touchdown off of the third turnover of the night, as they're able to get the 22-yard touchdown pass from Villarreal to Lewis. And now they lead 19-8, and they will go for two. Although I think they're going to shift back to something else here. Nope, they're not. They're going to pitch it over left side to Compare, who will walk into the end zone for the two-point conversion. And Immokalee leads 21-8. 5:15 remaining in the third quarter. Immokalee takes advantage of the third Brahmin turnover of the night as they lead 21-8. More Brahmin football after this on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
For the best price and selection of accessories for your personal truck, work truck, SUV, or Jeep, stop by Ag98 Trailer Sales and Automotive Accessories between Superior Muffler and Taylor Rental and see Heather Farmer. Ag98 Trailer Sales has a big selection of B&W and Kurt hitches, fuel tanks, bug shields, screens, truck bed covers like Rolling Lock, Undercover, X-Tang, Retracts, Lear truck tops, and more for you to choose from. Ag98 Trailer Sales and Automotive Accessories. For service and parts, call 863-763-3555.
Hi, this is Maxwell Downing, and you are listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Well, Immokalee with a nice answer. They lead 21-8 and get 3 turnovers for the Brahmins, and Immokalee's taken advantage of every single one of them.
And that's big, and I tell you what, Immokalee, they haven't been so crisp tonight. They've been making mistakes of their own, but the turnovers are keeping them right ahead in this game.
Here's the kickoff. It's a low line drive kick. And it'll be taken by Requena at the 5-yard line. Looking to go over to the right side. Trying to break a tackle. He will spin around up past the 15, close to the 20. He'll be down, it looks like, at the 18-yard line. That's where Okeechobee will start this drive. 21-8. Immokalee with the lead. 5:09 remaining in the third quarter. Okeechobee. Nemo Bryan has thrown two interceptions. He's fumbled once. He also had the 80-yard touchdown run to put the Brahmins on the board. But the Brahmins having trouble with ball control here tonight and taking care of the ball.
Yes, they have. And those are some of the mistakes that we talked about in the pregame that the Brahmins couldn't afford to have tonight.
Full house backfield once again. Chris Requena in at quarterback. Hayes split out wide to the right. And Requena going to take it himself around the left side. And nothing doing. And Mockley sees this a mile away.
Yeah.
What they're doing, Okeechobee has their quarterback in shotgun. They've got two running backs to the left of them. And they're taking the snap and they're running to where the running backs are. So Mockley is loading up that side of the line and just saying, if you do something else, we'll get caught. But we don't think you are.
Very predictable right now.
Yeah. No gain on the play from Requena. Clock rolling under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 21-8. Immokalee with the lead. Snap back to Requena. Looking to throw deep down the left side. The ball is up. It is caught by Nemo Bryant. And he's off to the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. Nobody's around him. It's a touchdown. Okeechobee, 82 yards out. And another big play by Nemo Bryant. He found home.
And what a big, he popping the ball, just brought it in. You know, he's a big guy standing about 6'3", just using his strength down the sideline.
How about that? Nemo Bryant, an 80-yard touchdown run, an 82-yard touchdown reception. He caught that. He mossed him, right? Is that what you're saying there,
yes,
Marvin? He mossed the receiver. And once the defensive back fell down, there's nobody around him. Of course, somebody's going to catch Nemo anyway in a big play. So great call. Great job by Requena on the pass. And a nice catch by Nemo, who I feel is a better receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably the best receiver on the team. Here's a pitch back to Karis Johns, and he is not going to get to the end zone. The two-point conversion is no good. And with 4:33 remaining in the third quarter, Brahmins back in this one. 21-14. Immokalee with the lead. Okeechobee will kick off after this. You're listening to Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
Wimmer Family Orthodontics uses only the latest technology. We are experts at using either the Damon System braces or Invisalign aligners. Both help to straighten your teeth and give you a beautiful smile. Dr. David Wimmer and Dr. Jennifer Schoenfeld are a father-daughter team with over 50 years of experience. Our friendly, dedicated staff will help you have a fun and effective orthodontic experience. Visit us at WimmerOrthodontics.com or at our Okeechobee office at 2025 Highway 441 North. Making a difference, one smile at a time. Wimmer Family Orthodontics, 863-467-2333.
Hi, this is Namarian Ryan, and you are listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
4:33 remaining in the third quarter, and again, it's been an entertaining game. An 82-yard pass from Chris Requena to find Nemo Bryant down the left side. Nemo mothed the defensive back. The defensive back fell down after Nemo caught it, and he was all alone and took it to the house. From 82 yards out. 21-14, Browns back to within a touchdown. And here's another onside kick. And it's recovered by Immokalee. Immokalee will have a first and 10 from their own 49-yard line. As Coach Pryor decides to go for back-to-back onside kicks. And, just trying some things here. Get the ball back. Why not, right?
Yes.
And the defense has been playing pretty well. It's not like they're giving up a lot of big plays or anything like that.
Exactly.
So, 21-14, just when, it was starting to look a little dire there for the Brahmins. They make the big play.
And you called that, Ken. You was like, they was loading up to stop that run and caught one-on-one. Nemo Bryant, one-on-one on the outside.
4:33 remaining here in the third quarter. And Mockley comes back out there. Trainion Villarreal with three wide receivers to his right. Jaden Mixon back out there at running back. Lewis is the wide receiver to the left. Ball in the middle of the field. It's at the 50. Here's a handoff to Mixon. Breaks the tackle. Gets down to the Brahman 46-yard line. 4-yard pickup. Tripped up by Fred Hill and then finished off by Andre Santiago at the 4-yard carry. I was going to say, like, you know, I know you want to get compare more carries because he's your best player, but Mixon's actually had a pretty good night. I thought he deserved more carries here, and now he's back in there on this offensive possession. Clock rolling, 4 minutes remaining in the third. 21-14, Immokalee with the lead. Second down and 6 from the Brahman 46-yard line. Snap back to Villarreal. He will hand off to Mixon, who's got a wide berth up the middle. He breaks around the left side, breaks a tackle to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. He rumbles inside the 5, down to the 1-yard line. Now, big pickup on the play, a 45-yard run by Jaden Mixon. And once again, Immokalee off the big play by Okeechobee answers with big plays of their own. Now they have a first and goal at the Brahman 1-yard line.
And I tell you, Immokalee, every time the Brahmins get close, they'll come up with a big play of their own to try to go down and get ahead in this game.
They have been good at answering, that is for sure. And now we got a false start called against Immokalee. We talked about the Immokalee offense. And their two wins coming into this game, they average 49.5 points. They only give up 24.5. In their four losses, they are outscored 35-20. First and 10 now from the 6-yard line. Run up the middle. No gain. Brings up second and goal from call it the 5. So they'll give Mixon a 1-yard pickup. Clock rolling, 3:25 to go in the third. 21-14. Immokalee with the lead, and they're knocking on the door. Second down and goal from the 5-yard line. Villarreal at quarterback. He's got Mixon to his left. Stacked wide receivers to each side, with a wide receiver on the line, and then another wide receiver directly behind him. You see screens run quite a bit out of that. We'll see what Immokalee does right here. Villarreal calling for the snap. He's looking to throw. It's the slant pass caught. Touchdown. And that was a nicely designed play because what it did, they threw the slant pass to number 2, that's Chandran Pierre, who was the receiver in the backfield that was stacked behind the receiver on the line. And he was able to run that quick slant. Nobody was able to pick him up quickly enough, and he caught the easy touchdown pass.
Yes, down outside the goal line, you want to take away the slant, but when the guy is off the line of scrimmage, it's a little bit tougher to defend that slant.
Second touchdown of the night for Villarreal. For Chandran Pierre, it's his third catch of the night. He's got 3 catches for 29 yards and now a touchdown, and we got another flag. 3 flags out on the field. This might be another sideline penalty called against Immokalee. I see Gilbert Charles with his helmet off. He's upset. Let's see what these flags are for here. They all threw one, Marvin, so they all saw something. Sideline against Immokalee. And that's their second one, so that's a penalty, right? That's,
yeah.
What, 15 yards?
15 yards.
Yikes, that's bad. I'm going to mark it back. 2:53 to go in the
They didn't move it 15. 8-yard line.
Is it different because it's a 2-point conversion?
I wouldn't think.
No. Yeah, they only move them back 5 yards.
Because the sideline warning is unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, and that was their second one. Snap back, hold it down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. 2:53 remaining in the third. It's 28-14. Immokalee with the lead over Okeechobee. Kickoff coming up after this on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
Royal Furniture and Appliances. We're your hometown store. We want to get to know you. Save big during our monthly specials on name brand furniture and appliances from Ashley, Bassett, Amana, Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. Delivery available. We want to be your choice for furniture and appliances for a lifetime. Experience the Royal shopping difference. Make it your home.
Hometown store serving hometown people. Rely on Royal's Furniture.
Visit royalsfurnitureinc.com.
This is Red Osterhout, and you're listening to Brahma Football on WOKC.
Brahmins will receive the kickoff after the 5-yard touchdown pass from Villarreal to Chandran Pierre. 28-14, Immokalee with the lead. Their lead back out to 2 touchdowns, and Marvin, we touched on it. Whenever Brahmins make a big play, Immokalee's answered tonight.
Yes.
And they've answered more than one way. They've answered on the big plays. They've answered after taking, creating a turnover, too.
Yes.
Here's a deep kickoff. It's going to be handled by Cord, who misses the catch. It goes into the end zone and is a touchback. Okeechobee will have the ball first and 10 from their 20-yard line. So now, I got a question for you, because when he touched that in play, and then the ball, and he missed it, and the ball went in the end zone, they called it a touchback. So even if you touch it at the one, and it goes into the end zone, it's still a touchback?
Yeah, because you haven't possessed it.
Okay. I don't know. I'm diving on that thing no matter what, just in case. And it looks like... Yeah, Okeechobee coming back out. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Chris Requena going to go back out there. He's the one that threw the 82-yard touchdown pass to Nemo Bryan. I would expect we see something like that again here fairly soon. 28-14, Immokalee with the lead over Okeechobee. 2:53 remaining in this third quarter. It's been a slow third quarter. Full house backfield. Karis Johns with Requena. And John White. Requena going to take it himself. He'll run around the right side. Picks up 5 yards. Goes out of bounds. 5-yard pickup for Requena.
Requena was able to bend the corner that time, and smartly and wisely he got out of bounds. He wasn't going to pick up any more yards. And that do stop the clock when you're trailing by 14 points.
Mm-hmm. So give Requena the 5-yard pickup, second down and 5. That's Requena's first run of the night, by the way. Okeechobee right back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 5 from the 25-yard line of the Brahmins. Snap back to Requena. He's going to roll around to his left, waiting for that alley. Picks up the block, cuts it inside. Big play near midfield to the 45, the 40, and he's going to be out of bounds at the 32-yard line.
And that goes to show you how many weapons this Okeechobee team has.
43-yard pickup on the play, and Brahmins are now in to Immokalee territory. And the clock stops with 2:34 remaining in the third quarter. So first and 10 from the Immokalee 35. There's a big play by Chris Requena coming in at quarterback. He takes a snap, and this is Nemo Bryant rolling around to the right side. And he's caught in the backfield. Justin Compare got him. He's going to drop him for a big loss. 9-yard loss on that play. Justin Compare shadowing Nemo Bryant rolling around to the right. Nobody blocked him, and Compare with the big loss on the sack, on the tackle.
And the Brahmins went to the well too quickly that time, I believe.
That's a loss of 9 yards on the play. Brings up second down and 19. Clock rolling under 2 minutes to go here in the third. 28-14, Immokalee with the lead. Okeechobee, the big 45-yard run by Chris Requena to put him up in good position. But then an 8-yard loss, they call it, making it second down and 18 from the 43-yard line. Snap back to Requena. This is Karis Johns. Looking for a block, goes off the left side, bounces it outside, needs to break a tackle, can't. Gets to the 40-yard line. It's a 3-yard pickup. Looked like he had some green there. If he would have been able to break that one last tackle, he could have been going for a long time. But in any case, it's only a 3-yard pickup.
You're exactly right. It looked like if he would have broke that tackle, like you say, it was a lot of sideline out in front of him.
And the man that made that tackle that saved the big play was Quentin Anderson. Clock rolling, 1:05 remaining in the third. Third and 15 from the Immokalee 40-yard line. Okeechobee going left to right. Snap back to Requena. Takes himself. No blocking, and he is drilled. Down at the 48-yard line. Another 8-yard loss. Back-to-back 8-yard losses. And it's going to be fourth down and 23.
47 yard line. It's going to be tough. So right now, the Brahmins defense been playing solid. So if you can see how they react, if you can back them up inside of their own 10, see how Immokalee react to that.
So Okeechobee will punt. Will they? Nope,
no.
They're going to go for it.
Wow.
Nope, they're going to go for it. Clock rolling, 20 seconds remaining. Maybe this is that quick kick that we've seen sometimes. Nope. Chris O'Kane is going to throw. No blocking. Throws it over the middle of the field. Nobody there. Incomplete. And turnover on downs, giving the ball back to Mockley at midfield. And again, Requena, the second he got that snap, he had three defensive linemen in his grill.
That's why I didn't like that call. In that situation, you got to punt the ball. 4th and 23.
Yeah, that was, I would have thought, well, even if they would have done a quick kick, it would have been blocked.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There was no blocking at all. Like, I mean, those the defensive line is like they're playing touch football. They called one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, but they went on one Mississippi.
Yeah.
So 11 seconds remaining in the third. Immokalee back out there. They're at their own 47-yard line. Villarreal is in shotgun. He's got two touchdown passes tonight. Here's the snap, throws it over right side. It is caught. This is Pierre, and he'll be knocked out of bounds after a 9-yard pickup. So Villarreal, who's been very accurate here tonight, he is 8 out of 10 for 80 yards and two touchdown passes.
Like you say, one of the smartest players on the field right there. That guy make a lot of good decisions.
5 seconds remaining in the third. Second down and 2. They give him 8 yards on the pickup. Villarreal in pistol formation. Takes a snap, looking to throw all the time in the world. Now he's going to take it himself. He'll pick up the first down, breaks a tackle. Down inside the 40, close to the 35-yard line. That's going to be a 5-yard pickup first down, and that'll do it for the third quarter. After three, Immokalee leads 28-14. Indians with 1st and 10 from the Brahmin 35-yard line when we come back. This is Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
Nobody cooks chicken like Popeyes. Seriously, who else marinates their chicken for 12 hours in real Louisiana spices? Nobody, that's who. Popeyes even hand batters and breads each piece in store, so you're getting the freshest, most delicious chicken out there. Popeyes was born in New Orleans, and you can taste Louisiana difference in everything they cook. From Popeye's deliciously crispy chicken to their cool creamy coleslaw and homestyle mashed potatoes with Cajun gravy, it's all so, so good. And don't get me started on those biscuits. Taste the Louisiana difference for yourself, only at Popeye's.
Hi, this is Santana Alvarez, and you are listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Start of the fourth quarter, the Brahmins trail 28-14. 1st and 10 for Immokalee at the Brahmin 37-yard line. Marvin, you get the feeling that a touchdown here might put this one away for the Indians. So it's an important series for this Brahmin defense.
Yes, for both teams. If you are Immokalee, you feel like you can get this in. Like you said, the game is put away, but the Brahmins need to make a play here.
I mean, 12 minutes is a long time. I get that, but with Okeechobee offensively, you know, can they get three touchdowns in a quarter? I don't know. Here's Villarreal, the handoff. This is Compare down to the 35, inside the 35-yard line. Pushes his way to the 34-yard line. 3-yard pickup by Compare. Big, strong sophomore running back. Give him 4 on the carry. Second down and 6. And Immokalee back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 6 from the Brahmin 33-yard line. Villarreal walking towards the sideline, gets the signal from his coach, now back calling out the signals. Clock rolling, 11:20 remaining in the game. Snap back, Villarreal looking to throw, swings it over left side. Marshawn Jackson with the catch. He makes a move, and he will get to the 30-yard line, and that's where he dropped the net, stripped the ball. Jazari Cord says that Brahmins have it. We'll see what the officials say. You're still looking in the pile, and Okeechobee's got it. Somebody stripped it away. And I see Santana Alvarez's helmet's coming out. I don't see who came out with the ball. But the Brahmins get the turnover, and they get the ball back with 11:07 remaining in the game, trailing 28-14, and the defense comes through.
And I tell you what, right before the fourth progress stopped, one of the Brahmins was able to reach in there and snatch that ball out of there.
Well, I appreciate Jazari Cord for letting us know on the field, because the play was still going on, and he's signaling Okeechobee's way, and that's how I knew that something was happening. We could not see where that ball was stripped away. Okeechobee going right to left, first and 10 from their 31-yard line. Snap back, Requena in a quarterback. He's going to throw it over right side, almost intercepted, as he was under tremendous pressure. Justin Compare came by, and it was unblocked. Got a hit on Requena, and that caused him to throw that pass before he intended to.
You know, Okeechobee had three receivers into the route that time, and they're trying to block as much as they can, trying to leave extra guys in there.
You know, I'm all for throwing the ball downfield, Marvin, but the quarterback has no time to get the ball downfield. You know, it's more now slants and hook patterns and screens or something, because there's no time for him to get anything that's even farther down than 10 yards downfield, right?
At all. You have to try to get a quarterback sometime where he can step in through a
snap. Whoa. Snap back to Requena. He's under pressure. Throws it over left side. Incomplete. Short of Jazari Cord. And Requena again peeled off the ground. Once again, Justin Compare goes in there, and he's able to put the pressure. Now a flag comes down late. Somebody said something. They're going to call, hold against Okeechobee. Boy, that's a late holding call.
Yes, it was.
Usually when that flag comes out after the play, it's a personal foul of some kind, but
yeah.
This is going to be a holding penalty against Okeechobee. It's going to bring him back even more.
Yes.
So that'll make it second and 20, about, right? They'll move the ball back.
So.
Yep, they're going to move it back to the 21-yard line. So second down and 20 from the 21. 10:56 to go in the game. And Mockley leading Okeechobee 28-14. Brahmins have gotten back to within a touchdown a couple of times. And Mockley able to answer each time. Mockley has taken advantage of every Brahmin turnover. Okeechobee has not been able to do that with Mockley's turnovers. And now timeout on the field. We'll step away. 10:56 remaining in the game. Okeechobee trailing 28-14. They'll face second and 20 from their own 21 when we return. This is Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.
I can't believe they'll pay for the whole thing.
Believe it. Industrial Skills Training Academy, a 3-year state-of-the-art multi-craft academy in Clewiston, is now accepting applications. ISTA offers hands-on training for young adults to gain mechanical, fabrication, welding, and electrical skills at absolutely no charge. And the students get paid to learn a trade.
And students get paid?
Yes, learn close to home. To apply, log on to ISTA Tech. That's IST.
I'm Slate Schatzer, and you're listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
After the timeout, 10:56 remaining in the game, Okeechobee facing second and 20 from their own 21-yard line, trailing 28-14 to the Immokalee Indians. Ken Keller, Marvin Roberts, Taylor Murray back at the studio. Chris Requena has had some big plays. He's in a quarterback low snap. Rolls out to his left, dumps it off to John White. He's got a lot of green. Up past the 30 to the 35. Cuts it inside to the 40. Down at the 42-yard line. Should be enough for a first down. 21-yard pickup on the play. And it is a Brahmin first down on the screen pass to John White. Underneath, who made a few people miss, broke another tackle, and got the big play.
Excellent run after that catch for John White. He made a move right there about 2 yards before the first down marker.
Second catch of the night for 30 yards. Here's Requena throwing it over right side. It is caught by White again. He'll make a move. A pass. Breaks a tackle. And there he goes. To the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. Breaks another tackle. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Romans. 42 yards out on another short screen pass to John White. No huddle. And Okeechobee catches a Mockley on their heels. And once again, the Romans have gotten themselves back to within a score.
You know, I'm telling you, John White, out of that slot position right there is catching no balls.
42 yards out. And here's a very important extra point. What do you do here? Do you go for the extra point and make it a seven-point game? Do you try to go for two? Because you have more. That's what they're going to do. They're going to go for two.
Go for the two.
And get this within six. Here's a snap back to Requena, rolling around to the left, trying to get to that corner. He's into the end zone. The two-point conversion is good. And the Brahmins are within six. 10:26 remaining in the game. And the Brahmins now trail just 28-22. A 42-yard touchdown pass from Requena to John White, who did all the work himself. And Okeechobee back in this one. Kickoff after this. You're listening to Brahmin football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
Have you got bugs at your place? Then you need to call Ace. Ace Pest Control has been providing quality, dependable, and professional service to residents and businesses in Okeechobee, Martin, Osceola, Glades, and Western St. Lucie County since 1970. Ace Pest Control offers services for roaches, ants, fleas, rodents, and more. Ace Pest Control, locally owned and operated by Randy and Vivian Pierce Wright. For a free estimate, call 863-763-6029. Ace Pest Control, proud sponsor of Brahmins and Gator Sports on WOKC.
This is Thomas Crum, and you're listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Well, just when you thought the Brahmins might be out of this one, they are able to get a turnover and take advantage of themselves. Two big plays. John White had nearly 100 yards receiving in that one drive. He had over 60, though, on his own. 21-yard reception and the 42-yard touchdown. Reception. Both off similar plays off that screen pass underneath.
Yeah, they just sneaking John White out there into the flat. The Brahmins doing a good job getting time, throwing it out there.
10:26 remaining. Okeechobee will kick off. 28-22. Now, if you get a stop, and then you should be pretty excited here in Brahmin Field. There's a long kickoff. Nobody back there deep. It will go into the end zone for the touchback. And Immokalee will have maybe their worst field position of the night. It's going to be first and 10 from their own 20.
Yeah, Immokalee, they was anticipating the onside kick that the Brahmins been showing all night.
Yeah.
And good strategy by the Brahmins kicking that deep. Now your defense going to go out there. It's the best position the defense have been in all night.
Well, finally some juice here in this one here because the offense has now put together several big plays, three of them, to get themselves back into this game. And this has been a really entertaining game.
Yes. The Brahmins just won't go away.
10:26 remaining in the game. Immokalee out, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Villarreal at shotgun takes a snap and swings it over left side. This is Anthony, the wide receiver, makes the catch, and he's brought down after just a few-yard pickup. Karis Johns is the one that makes the tackle, giving 4-5 on the pickup. And a second down and 5 from the 25-yard line. Third catch of the night for Rodnell Anthony. Back to the line of scrimmage, clock rolling, under 10 minutes to go in the game. 28-22, Immokalee with the lead. Okeechobee's been hanging around. And Michael's been able to answer every Brahmin score here tonight. Here's a handoff right side to compare nothing doing. In on the tackle is John Emberfall, who's into the game. The youngster makes a tackle. No gain on the play. Third down and 5. And now the Brahmins back defensively. Here's a big play. Third down and 5 from the 25-yard line of Immokalee. Indians out in spread formation. If Okeechobee can get off the field here, you talk about a huge momentum shift. Villarreal takes a snap, and he's going to pitch it over left side. This is Compare. He's got the first down and a lot more. To the 40, to midfield, and he speeds his way. Knocked out of bounds, pushed by Santana Alvarez to get out of bounds. But a big pickup on the play from the 25. It is a 30-yard run by Justin Compare around the left side, and the big man with some speed down the sideline.
He showed that speed with some speed. I didn't think he had, because he runs inside enough. That time they used him and got him on the outside.
Five carries for 52 yards for the sophomore running back. 9:02 remaining in the game. First and 10 from the Brahman 45-yard line. Villarreal in shotgun. He's got trips to the right. And he'll hand off up the middle to Compare. Makes a spin move, pushes his way to the 40, breaks a few tackles, still on his feet, and they'll finally call him down about 3 yards short. A 7-yard pickup on the play by Justin Compare. And that's going to bring, put the ball into the 37-yard line. Nope, I'll mark it up a few more to the 39-yard line. Second down and say four. So second down and four from the Brahman 39-yard line. Villarreal in shotgun formation. 8:25 to go in the game. 28-22, Immokalee with the lead. Trips to the right. That's the wide side of the field for the Indians. They got a wide receiver split out wide left. Compare flanking the left of Villarreal at quarterback. He takes a snap. Looking to throw. Under some pressure. Now he goes around the left. He's going to take it himself. Got the first down and more. Now cuts it into the middle of the field. Breaks a tackle. Spins his way inside the 20. Down close to the 15-yard line. And it is a 15-yard pickup on the play. On a big play by Villarreal.
And Villarreal, how did he do that? Looked like he was caught there to the right over there to the sideline, but he was able to make a move, stay in bounds.
That
and
spin
pick
move.
Up the first down.
Yeah, that spin move was what did it for him. 7:42, clock rolling now under 7:40. First and 10 from the Brahman 17-yard line. Villarreal, he's in shotgun, standing at the 20. Calling out the place. Twins to the wide side of the field. That's the right. Compare in at tailback right behind Villarreal. He'll take the handoff up the middle. Nobody there. Right up the middle. 17 yards for the touchdown. And Justin Compare was not even touched. You talk about the parting of the seas. That was the easiest 17-yard run that Justin Compare is ever going to have.
Yes, right up the middle and just cleared it out. And again, another answer by Immokalee.
Every time. They've done it every time. 34-22. And they're going to do that shift once again. Where if they like what they see, then they'll pitch it out there. But if the defense covered, then they're going to shift it inside. Now a false start called against Immokalee. We'll move it back. 7:19 remaining in the game. A 17-yard touchdown run by Justin Compare right up the middle. Compare with 7 carries for 76 yards and a touchdown all in his second half. He didn't play the first half. They move it back. The snap is back. The hold is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. This kicker, Sadarna, is really good. 35-22, Immokalee with the lead. Back at the kickoff after this. You're listening to Brahman Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
What is Supply Line? Good question. Supply Line is there for you when you need them. Supply Line is available for delivery around the lake. Supply Line services local business, big business, and residential customers. Supply Line is open to the public with no membership required. Supply Line offers great deals on janitorial supplies, paper products, cleaning chemicals, safety supplies, and more. 1650 Highway 70 East, just east of Marathon, 357-1203.
Rely on Supply Line. Service like no one.
Hi, this is Tyrone Hayes, and you are listening to Brahman Football on WOKC.
Okeechobee back deep to receive the kickoff here. 7:19 remaining in the game. 35-22, Immokalee with the lead. Once again, Okeechobee gets it to within a touchdown, and Immokalee answers. They've done that all night tonight, Marvin.
Yes, and very good strategy there by Immokalee. You know, just paying attention to detail, and they realize that Okeechobee is having trouble up the middle of the defense and taking advantage of that.
The way they got this ball up on the tee, by the way, tells me this is going to be a squib kick. Oh, no, now he's fixed it up, so it's going to go straight up and down. As the kicker, Sedena. And they try an onside kick, and it's recovered by Okeechobee. Why'd they try the onside kick? I was looking for it down the field, and I'm like, nope, that only went 10 yards. And the Brahmins come away with it. Interesting, right? All right, Brahmins come back out offensively here. It goes without saying they need to answer themselves, give themselves an opportunity. 35-22, Immokalee with the lead, 7:19 remaining in the game. Okeechobee first and 10 from their own 47-yard line. We've seen big play after big play here tonight. John White, the latest to do it, he took a screen pass 42 yards to the house after breaking a few tackles and showing great balance. Tyrone Hayes and Jazari Cord out to the right. Chris Requena out to the left. Nemo O'Brien is in at quarterback. He's got two running backs on the side. He's going to go out to the left. And he is going back farther and farther, and he's in a lot of trouble. He's going to be knocked down at the 40. Somehow gets to the 41. Breaks a few tackles up past the 45, and he only ended up losing about a yard or two when it looked like he was going to lose 12.
And I'm telling you, what a play just to get back. Like you say, he was hit way 8-9 yards back in the backfield.
Well, and he made the cardinal sin of looping back even farther, trying to get himself some room. And give him credit. Made it all back, only lost a yard on the play. That's actually a win for the Brahmins.
Yeah, he's out there battling, trying to make a play for his team.
He is, absolutely, and I get that. Second down and 11, 6.5 to go in the game. 35-22, Okeechobee trails. Second down and 11 from the Brahmin 46-yard line. Nemo looking to throw over left side. It's complete to John White. He's up past the 50 to the 45, out of bounds. And he's is close to a first down. So he's down at the 45-yard line, so that's going to be a pickup of 9 on the play. It brings up third down and 2.
And it helped that he was able to get out of bounds.
And stop the clock. You're absolutely right. John White has turned into quite the little receiver, hasn't he?
Yes.
That's his fourth catch of the night. Third down and 2 from the Immokalee 45-yard line. Snap to Nemo. He'll take himself up the middle, gets the first down, and breaks it down to the near sideline. To the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, and he's out of bounds.
And the Brahmins just won't go away, putting together a good drive here.
20 yards on the carry by Nemo O'Brien, who's turning in quite the rushing performance. 13 carries, 134 yards, and a touchdown. Also has an 82-yard touchdown reception. And the Brahmins are in business. First and 10 from the Immokalee 15-yard line. And now a timeout on the field. It's an official's timeout. It's a hydration break. We'll step away. 6:09 remaining in the game. 35-22. Okeechobee trailing, but driving. This is Brahmin football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
I'm injury attorney Steve Hoskins. Brahmin football is a tradition that our community needs now more than ever. Another tradition here in Okeechobee is the hometown service my team gives to local accident victims. For over 25 years, we've been here in Okeechobee, and now that we're in our new office on Parrott, just north of Walmart, we're looking forward to many more. So if you're injured, just call your board-certified civil trial attorney, Steve Hoskins, 357-5800.
Hi, this is Vincent Cantalini, and you are listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
Out of the official's timeout, first and 10 for Okeechobee at the Immokalee 15-yard line. 6:09 remaining in the game. Okeechobee trailing 35-22. Requena in a quarterback, takes it himself up the middle, nowhere to go, and he's dropped for a yard loss.
In on the tackle was number 57, Jordan Martinez. Clock rolling, 5:50 to go in the game. Second down and 11. Brahms have had several big plays here in the second half. The offense has come to life. Nemo Bryant over 130 yards rushing on the night. And some big plays also by Chris Requena and John White. Snap back to Requena, and he's under pressure. Throws it over right side, almost intercepted. My goodness. In on the pressure was Quentin Anderson. He had Requena on his way down. Requena tried to just throw it out to get rid of the ball. It was almost picked off. In the end, it does the job that Requena wanted to do, and that's, you know, save the sack, and it's third down and 11 with the clock stopped at 5:24 remaining in the game.
Exactly, because he probably would have lost 9 or 10 yards if he'd have took that sack.
Third down and 11 from the 16-yard line. Four down territory, obviously, right, Marvin?
Yeah, they got to keep going for it.
So just, you don't have to get it all right here. Here's a snap back to Requena. He'll go up the middle, off to the right side, spins his way in inside the 10-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down and very manageable. Give him eight on the carry. And boy, some nifty moves that time from Requena, who went off the right guard. I thought he was going to be able to break it outside and maybe take it to the house, but he was wrapped up in a spin move and he flipped up over. And give him seven on the carry. It's going to be fourth down and 3. Make it a 4 from the 9-yard line. And now timeout on the field called by the Brahmins. We'll step away. 4:56 remaining in the game. Big moment coming up. Fourth down and 4 from the Immokalee 9-yard line when we come back. This is Brahmin Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
At Wawa, we've always had you covered when it comes to options. And now, we're adding even more with delivery, curbside, and order ahead options in the Wawa app. Slammed with back-to-back meetings? We'll deliver. Want to finish the song you're listening to? Choose curbside. Get more minutes back in your day by going with our order ahead option.
Welcome to Wawa.
No matter what your day looks like, Wawa how you wanna. Download the Wawa app today.
My name is William Crum, and you're listening to Brahmin Football on WOKC.
4:56 remaining in the game. Fourth and 4 from the Immokalee 9-yard line. Okeechobee trailing 35-22. And the Brahmins coming out the biggest play of the night.
Yes, it is.
Karis Johns in the backfield with Chris Requena and John White. Requena in at quarterback. Snap back to Requena. Looking to throw. Under pressure. And he's going to spin, and he can't get out of it. Dropped at the 18-yard line. Sacked. Couldn't get the pass off. And a turnover on downs gives the ball back to Immokalee.
Yeah. No matter what in that situation, you just got to get the ball out your hands with nothing to lose in that spot.
Yeah, you wanted him at least try and just throw it up and see what happens, but he didn't have time to do that. I hate to pour it on, but the offensive line has really struggled tonight.
Yeah.
They have not looked good. I have a feeling we're going to see our seventh different starting lineup next week against Port St. Lucie.
That's tough. We're going into what, game six?
And this is game six right now, yeah.
This is game six, so next week will be game seven. We haven't figured that out yet.
You haven't had the same starting offensive line. I mean, that's been a problem. And I think Coach Smith said as much before the game. He said it's been their biggest issue is trying to find the right five people in the right combination. And that's the hard part because these kids have all had good games, and they've all had bad games, and they're trying to find that right combination not only of starters but also what position they're at. You know, Blake Woodham has been a center this whole season, and now he's guard, and the line is really struggling tonight. Second down and 9 after a one-yard pickup. Clock rolling, 4:19 remaining in the game. 35-22, Immokalee with the lead. Now time is on their side. Tranyan Villarreal will hand off up the middle to compare. He breaks a tackle, and he's off to the races. Midfield, this is actually Nixon. Nixon to the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Nixon. 82 yards out. An 82-yard touchdown run by Mixon. Jaden Mixon. And what a night that young man has had. There is a flag down on the play. Did I hear that?
Yes, there is a flag down.
Where's that, though? Is it at the end of the play or early?
It was late. The flag was thrown late.
Okay. Let's sort this out then. Oh, I see it there. It's at the 18-yard line around there. I would think it'd be some kind of block in the back here. This has got to be against the Mockley, you would think, right?
Yes.
So where does that put the ball? So that's going to wipe out the 82-yard touchdown run by Jaden Mixon, you would think. It's against Immokalee. And we'll see where they place this one. So wipe out the touchdown. That's helps Okeechobee right there, and they're moving this back near midfield.
Wow. I didn't see that coming.
No. Especially where the flag was thrown. And continues to move back. Moving them all the way back, Marvin. This is taking it back all the way where he picked it up. Where the line of scrimmage was.
There's got to be some unsportsmanlike kind of stuff here on a couple of different people. It was a one. I don't understand
why the flag would be thrown away down. What in the world? I hadn't seen this before. And they're going to move it all the way back to the 10-yard line?
Wow.
15-yard line. So they actually lose 3 yards on the play. It started at the 18. Did you see the signal, Marvin? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, could have been a legal substitution.
What's that?
Because if it's illegal substitution, that's 15 yards if they run the play ball.
We're thinking it was an illegal substitution of some kind, Marvin. Is that what you just said there?
Yeah.
So, okay, that's what they're saying here in the booth as well. And that wiped out the entire play. In fact, it takes them back to the 10-yard line. That's crazy. Well, here's another handoff. This is Compare off to the left side. Breaks the tackle. And there he goes. You have got to be kidding me. Down the sideline to the 40, to the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, just to Compare from 90 yards out.
Wow.
That was off the left tackle.
Wow.
All right, let's look for flags. I don't see any. So they wipe out an 82-yard touchdown run, move them back to the 10-yard line. No big deal. They'll just hand it off to their other stud.
Yes.
And he runs it 90 yards to the house.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That is demoralizing for Okeechobee. 8 carries, 166 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Justin Compare in the second half. Wow.
That's the guy you were talking about. Wondering what was going on.
Well, some kind of in-team discipline. He didn't play the first half. He made up for it in the second half, that's for sure. 41-22, Immokalee with the lead. They'll come out and kick the extra point. 3:39 remaining in the game. The snap back, the hold is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. And that might have been the nail in the coffin right there. After an 82-yard touchdown run was wiped out off of a penalty, Immokalee comes right back the very next play, hands it off, and the running back goes 90 yards for the touchdown. Kickoff up after this. Okeechobee trailing by 20. 3:39 remaining in the game. This is Brahman Football on your sports voice around the Big O. 100.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC.
I'm Dr. Melissa Kendall from Everglades Pediatric Dentistry. Want to give your child something to smile about? Choose a pediatric dentist when you're searching for your child's dental home. Why choose Everglades Pediatric Dentistry? Whether your child is super shy or super chatty, we know how to handle every personality that walks through the doors. We know how to make your child's visit fun. Most of our patients can't wait to come back.
Now just imagine, a child who wants to go to the dentist. That is something to smile about. Everglades Pediatric Dentistry, 863-357-7338.
Hi, this is Xander Lindley, and you are listening to Brahman Football at WOKC.
Well, a demoralizing 90-yard touchdown run by Justin Compare has given Immokalee their largest lead of the night, 42-20, to a 20-point advantage. And now they'll kick off, only 3:39 remaining in the game. And this one will be tough for Okeechobee to come back. It's been a back-and-forth entertaining game, but we were worried that in a track meet, Immokalee is used to running up the score. Okeechobee has a hard time keeping up, and they're finally starting to pull away.
Yes, they have. But I tell you what, I saw some good things tonight from Okeechobee. If they can mix it up and get them some chemistry going, I like what I see moving forward.
They finally got some big plays. That was, you know, that was a good thing. You got the 82-yard touchdown run, or excuse me, a reception by Nemo Bryant. Bryant also an 80-yard touchdown run. John White with a couple of big screen passes where he broke tackles and had a big 42-yard touchdown reception. But it's not their game to go toe-to-toe with big plays. They haven't been able to do that this season. They got more than what, you know, you anticipate. But once again, Immokalee, they've got some firepower offensively. And it's not like what you would think. It's not like they throw the ball over the place. They've got two of the best running backs that I've seen this year.
Exactly. Those guys are strong and also with speed.
Yes. Here's Okeechobee going the other way. This is Chris Requena. He's up to the 35-yard line. It's a 15-yard pickup by Requena. He's looked pretty good running the ball here tonight. And if they can get all of their specialty guys, all their skill position guys mixed in there, like you said, Marvin, then you don't know where the ball's going, and that could be a real advantage for you. 3:15 remaining in the game. First and 10, Okeechobee from the 35. Requena looking to throw, and he's going to be dropped. Anderson with the sack, back down to the 22-yard line.
Quint Anderson in for the sack. Mm.
Goes down the field plays.
Yeah, 13-yard loss, excuse me.
Goes down the field plays, just taking too long to develop, and the Brahmins just don't have time.
Quinton Anderson, the junior defensive end, in there on the tackle. 2:45 remaining in the game. 42-22, Immokalee with the lead. Second down and 20. They say it was just a 10-yard loss. Ball's at the 25-yard line. Requena in at quarterback. John White flanking his right. Karis Johns flanking his left. Receivers out to each side. Requena looking to throw, and he's going to be sacked by Anderson again. And then the ball stripped out. And Immokalee comes away with it, and a flag comes in late. Intentional grounding called against Okeechobee. But I thought it was actually intercepted by him. I thought it was a fumble. They said he threw it. Okay, so that's what they said.
Okay.
They said he threw it, and it wasn't a fumble. I thought it squirted out there. So it will be a loss of down and a 10-yard penalty, bringing it back inside the 10-yard line. Oh, boy. They got to get to the 45. It is third down and 35 yards to go.
As a return of 35 from the 10-yard line.
You basically got to get to Walmart to pick up this first down.
Yeah.
So, 2:15 remaining in the game. Let's see what the play call is here. Nemo Bryant back in at quarterback. He'll take it off the left side. Breaks a tackle to the 15, the 20, the 25. Goes back inside to the 30. Breaks a tackle up to the 40. And he is close to the 45. He might have that first down. He's going to be down at the 45-yard line, a 35-yard pickup on a run off the left tackle. What a run by Nemo Bryant.
And Nemo Bryant been going all night.
14 carries, 169 yards rushing for Nemo Bryant. Under 2 minutes to go, first and 10 for the Brahmins at the 45-yard line. Whistle blows. Timeout call by Immokalee. We'll stay right here. Marvin, you know, I'm watching a film on Immokalee. You could see this coming. Immokalee has not played good defense all season long.
They give up points. Even in their wins, they've given up points. But I wasn't sure Okeechobee had the firepower to keep up with them because their offense can score as well. But we've kind of seen the Achilles heel of Immokalee here. They don't tackle well.
Right.
They lack some discipline defensively. And this is all stuff that Coach Delgado was talking to me before the game. They're young. Mm-hmm. And you know, with the yes, they can score with anybody. But they've had trouble stopping people, including Okeechobee here tonight. You're giving up nearly 200 yards rushing to Nemo. And 22 points. And I would argue that Okeechobee left points on the board, too, on
yes.
the field.
Yeah. And what they say you are, what your record say you are.
Yeah. yeah. Now, the one thing I don't think Okeechobee has really been able to take advantage of their pass defense. Okeechobee just not a passing team, although John White, a couple of nice reels. There's a drop snap and then dropped in the backfield as Karis Johns. Yeah, making the tackle.
No.
That was Quentin Anderson again. Clock rolling, 1:34 remaining in the game. 42-22, Immokalee with the lead. Second down and 15 to go on the 5-yard loss. Here's a snap back. This is Karis up the middle. And he'll get that 5 yards back and a few more. Picks up 7 yards on the play.
And the Brahmins would love to get a score right here to make this score a little bit more respectable at the end of the game.
I mean, yeah, 20-point loss is not good, but I feel like it's a little misleading. This game was super close midway through this fourth quarter. Under a minute to go. Third down and 8. Okeechobee with the ball at the 45-yard line. Here's a run up the middle. And close to a first down into Immokalee territory as Karis Johns. And now there's some shenanigans going on at midfield. As Okeechobee getting ready to scrap. Betancourt getting into it. With Xander Lindley. Fourth down and 1. From the Immokalee 46-yard line. Nemo Bryant in at quarterback. Takes a snap. Looking to throw. Deep down the right side. Looking for the receiver. It is dropped.
Oh, my.
Incomplete. Attempt attended for Requena. And the turnover on downs gives the ball back to Immokalee with 7 seconds remaining in the game.
Actually, that was a nice pass by Bryant.
Yeah.
He put it where it had to be.
And actually, pretty good coverage defensively. But Requena unable to haul it in. And Immokalee's going to come out. They'll take a knee, I would think. I would hope. And 7 seconds remaining in this game. If they don't take a knee, you might see some fireworks.
Yes.
So, Okeechobee's going to drop their third in a row. They'll be 3-3. They head to Port St. Lucie next week for a very winnable game against the Jaguars.
Yeah.
What needs to happen for the Brahmins this week in practice to make sure that happens?
Well, they just have to, you know, take care of the ball and don't make no mistakes. I think the players get the sense of, hey, we're trying to come back, so they feel like they got to make a play every play. Sometimes making a play is just maybe throwing the ball away or protecting the ball. You can't always fight for extra yards in certain situations.
I know one thing the coaches would say. They need a full week of fully attended, focused players at their practice. That's been an issue the past few weeks. And until that gets resolved, it's going to be hard to win. And that's just talking to different coaches. They all tell me the same thing. They need kids to go, and they need to focus, and they need to be accountable for themselves. Mm-hmm. Here's the knee, and that's going to do it. As the clock hits zero, Okeechobee loses this one 42-22, our final score. Marvin, we'll let you get down to the field here. Appreciate your time.
Yep.
We'll step away for the post-game report. Final score, Immokalee, a winner over Okeechobee, 42-22. The post-game after this on your sports voice around the Big O, 100.9 FM, 1570 AM WOKC.